Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
But tonight we have one of those little junctions in a minor league baseball season. We know, of course, that the minors are about producing future major leaguers. It is about, as the name suggests, player development. But there are times, and we are now down to the last, eight games of the first half of this season, where the pennant race, all of a sudden, really jumps into the forefront as well. And tonight, boy, the two really collide. Now, I wish I could tell you the Rockhounds were right in the middle of the South Division race. And they are not. They're five games out, and with eight to go, that's just not going to happen here in the first half. Obviously, you want to continue to develop, and boy, this team has gone through some personnel changes, etc. But for the Frisco Rough Riders, this is a huge ball game. They defeated the Rockhounds last night, 1-0. Trey Hare with a solo home run, and that was it for the ball game. And the San Antonio Missions fell to the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and so the Rough Riders back to within two games of the top spot in the South Division. And as they approach this very big game from that standpoint, from the standings perspective in the pennant race, tonight, one more time, they will see the number one prospect in the Texas Rangers organization, right-hander Jack Leiter, will go to the mound. And that makes this game an event all in itself. Matt Milburn will oppose him on the mound. We'll get lineups and a look at those standings and more coming up in a moment. Right now, and they have all sorts of Boy Scouts in the crowd this evening, and an honor guard of those young gentlemen. They have presented the colors right behind the pitcher's mound, and we're about now to have the Star-Spangled Banner. Let's take you downstairs for the national anthem from Frisco.
Thank you.
And indeed, a well-deserved round of applause for that young lady with the Star-Spangled Banner this evening from Frisco. Good crowd on hand. It's a fireworks Saturday night here. And as I mentioned, anytime the Jack Leiter pitches, it is a bit of an event. In fact, I don't know if it is tonight or if it was or if it might have been last night, but this weekend they're doing an event. One of the giveaways at the gate is a ceremonial copy, anyway, a souvenir copy of the ticket stub from Jack Leiter's first pitching appearance here in Frisco. It was, by the way, his first appearance as a pro. He was drafted last year by the Rangers, second overall, Tinch under $8 million. I find that stunning because the odds of making it to the major league, as good as Jack is, and he'll get there, I just have little if any doubt. But boy, that's $8 million without having pitched a major league pitch. Same thing in all sports. Boy, the guys who are drafted get a whole bunch of currency before they've really done anything. But Jack Leiter's talent is absolutely amazing, and his dad Al was a 20-year pitcher in the major leagues, a 2-time All-Star, 3 World Series rings. Al is here to watch his son Jack pitch in this game. But kind of cool, a souvenir copy of Jack Leiter's first appearance, the souvenir ticket stub, a giveaway item here in Frisco celebrating the arrival of Jack Leiter. Mentioned he was drafted last year. He did not pitch as a pro a year ago. Stuck to his normal regimen. He went back to Vanderbilt from where he was drafted and continued his education, and also worked as if, in terms of his workouts, as if he was going into a normal fall with his normal routine. So he obviously kept very active and very much to the point, and made his professional debut here with the Rough Riders. Jack Leiter has had an up-and-down season in terms of stats. And again, he's one of those guys, yeah, you look at the numbers, of course. What did the man say? In baseball, we count everything. Jack is 2-5, a 5.75 ERA, and most of that on 3 or 4 of his 11 appearances. He has given up 6 or 7 runs on 3 different occasions. One of those, by the way, can you guess where it might have been? You are correct, sir. Yes, you are correct, ma'am. Amarillo, where he gave up a grand slam and a 2-run home run. But he has given up some runs from time to time. Again, 6 or more on 3 occasions. When he has been on, he has been outstanding. And he likes pitching here, statistically anyway, more than on the road. Leiter with a 4.43 earned run average in this ballpark. And his ERA on the road is just over 7. So he much prefers this ballpark. Matt Milburn, on the other hand, Rocktown starter, has been better also at home. And, of course, he's on the road tonight. Matt, 4.44 at Momentum Bank Ballpark, 8.44 on the road. But he gets the task this evening of facing the Riders and Jack Leiter. Boy, wearing a sky blue Rawlings glove on his left hand, Jack Leiter is into his warm-up tosses, and he has the first pitch of Saturday Night Baseball from Frisco after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. But how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We actually had a little bit of rain not long ago, just a little tiny bit. Actually had the tarp out for a bit here during the afternoon, interrupting batting practice, but just a few drops of rain fell. But obviously they wanted to make sure this game, once the raindrops went away, would go on time. We have 94 degrees with a heat index right at triple digits. Little tiny bit of breeze, not very much. The flag's, in fact, not even moving on top of the big, tall, dark green batter's eye in center field here at Riders Field. Jack Leiter will make his 12th appearance, his 11th as a starter. for the Riders. As mentioned, the numbers 2-5 with a 5.75 ERA. We'll give you his home road splits because, again, he has been all around much better in this, his home ballpark. He's made in this yard, he has made 5 starts. Chase Kalabwig will lead it off. Max Schumann getting his first off day since the mid stages of May. Chase Kalabwig leads it off. Here's Jack Leiter, right-hander on the mound, left-hander at the plate. Chase, the Rockhounds' designated hitter. Saturday night baseball from Frisco. First pitch of the game. Swung on and fouled. Ooh, straight back into the seats down below us. Brett Harris on deck. He got last night off. Brett will be the third baseman. Brett Harris batting second, playing third. Logan Davidson, the shortstop, batting in the 3 spot. Logan Davidson at short. Leiter's pitch, off speed, high and away for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Chase, left-handed hitter at 298. Waggles that bat a little bit as he sets up. Leiter delivers, and the pitch is fouled straight back. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. Middle of the order, J.J. Schwartz will be the catcher for the Rockhounds. J.J. behind the dish, batting cleanup. Jeremy Ironman at second base will bat fifth. Jeremy Ironman, the second baseman. Leiter with that blue glove up to his face, delivers high and away. Count goes 2-2 to Kalabwig. Marty Bikina in left field batting sixth. Marty in left. William Simonite, the first baseman, batting seventh for the Hounds. William Simonite at first. 2-2 pitch to Kalabwig. Bounced toward first base sharply, but foul wide of the bag. We'll do it again on 2-2. Shane Selman in right field batting eighth. Shane in right in the eighth spot. And Austin Beck will bat ninth and play center field. Austin Beck, the center fielder. Right fielder is Josh Stowers. He went over that foul ball, got down the line and kicked into shallow right. So Josh jogged over, picked the ball up, tried to underhand it to a kid in the first row, and short-armed it. He banged it off the wall, had to go retrieve it again. Unofficial E9, Josh. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. A wind in the pitch. That ball lifted high and fouled out of play. Still 2-2 to Chase Kalabwig. By the way, I mentioned Jack Leiter is wearing a glove so very much sky blue. I don't know that I've ever seen a glove quite that color. And Stowers, the right fielder, is wearing a fire engine red glove. My goodness, you can see that one from a satellite. 2 balls, 2 strikes yet again. Pitch to Kalabwig, and he bounced that one foul. Got off the mask of catcher Matt Watley. So about to throw the 8th pitch. The batter number 1 in this game is Jack Leiter. Kalabwig waits from the left side. Still a 2-2 count. That tight wind by Leiter delivers, and a bouncer foul again. We'll do it again. Chase Kalabwig, boy, this is kind of a throwback kind of leadoff appearance. Out to see the 9th pitch. Hanging tough against the very talented right-hander. They play him to pull, do the Riders, significantly so on the infield. Pitch to Kalabwig is down, low ball 3. So a double-digit plate appearance to start this ball game. Chase at 298, as mentioned, 4 home runs, 25 driven in. Well, the last two and a half weeks has really been terrific. 3 balls, 2 strikes, Leiter with the sign, the tight wind, and the full count pitch to Kalabwig. Got him, swing and a miss. Well, didn't mess around, came back with a fastball. Kalabwig really battling, but he is out on strikes. Well, that pitch just looked like it exploded through the zone. Chase kind of shaking his head as he goes back to the dugout. That's a good battle, but Leiter wins it. So one up, one down, although it took 10 pitches to do it. And the ball was running away from him a little bit. One man down. Here's Brett Harris. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Takes a breaking pitch away. Looked like Brett was going to take that one way or another. Just wanted to get a look at the motion. Riders wearing the slate blue jerseys, Riders in script across the chest. Pitch will get there outside half of the plate at the knees. 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett Harris in his 17 games with the Hounds hitting .333. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch from Leiter is high for a ball, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Speaking around the Frisco defense here in a moment as Leiter peers in for the sign, holds that blue glove up to his face. Delivery, called strike. We just got there outside corner. Harris thought that was a little wide. He reacted to it a bit. Well, just within the context of this at bat, that's a big call. Instead of 3-1, it's 2-2. Pitch right on the outside edge. Brett waits. 2-2 pitch from Leiter, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch away. Good changeup, and out on strikes is Brett Harris. So back-to-back whiffs for Jack Leiter. Frisco pitching has struck out a bundle of Rockhounds in this series. Boy, that one got him chasing a bit. Now, Brett out on strikes. Here's Logan Davidson. Logan batting from the left side. They cheat in, interestingly enough. Cheating in at third base is Jax Biggers. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, shallow left center field. This may drop. That ball is going to, nope, going to be caught on the run by Harris and then dropped it. Nope, did not hang on to it. Want to see if there might have been a collision, just a little bump on that. Ball hit into the Bermuda Triangle in shallow left center field. Harris from left, Martinez from center, and Ornelas, the shortstop, all went out. The left fielder, Harris, had it in the glove but did not hang on. I would imagine they're going to give a look or two or three at that. They will charge an error on that. We'll double check and see. Pretty sure it's got to be on the left fielder, Dustin Harris. So one on with two men down, and the pitch right down the middle to J.J. Schwarz. So the count quickly 0-1. With just a little pop-up shallow left center field. So Logan is on the error. J.J. waits. Rockhounds catcher takes down the wind. That'll get back to the screen, and Davidson will go down to second. So that's a, from the rider's standpoint, that's an ugly way to get a runner in the scoring position. Have the error, and now a wild pitch. 1-1 to J.J. 17 games since joining the Rockhounds, hitting .327. I'm cheating you out of a point, J.J., .328. Right-handed hitter with a runner in scoring position and two men down, top of the first inning. Logan Davidson walking lead off second base, looks around him a bit. 1-1 to J.J., right-hander against right-hander. Leiter with a pitch to the outside corner, got there, called strike. A ball and two strikes, Leiter. Fidgets with that baseball behind his back, has his sign. A couple of strikeouts, one batter on the error. Pitch well low and outside, and the count goes 2-2. By the way, just wanted to make sure, since there were three guys in the area, but as we kind of assumed, that error does get charged, and he is charged to Dustin Harris, the left fielder. An E7 and a wild pitch. And a 2-2 count. Schwarz waits, takes up and in, ball three. So three of the four batters getting pretty deep counts, especially Calabwig, of course, who ran it up to 10 pitches. 3-2, first base is open. Leiter peers in, comes set, hands between the letters and the belt, and the pitch on the way, and that is outside for ball four. And J.J. took it with confidence. Leiter was heading toward the dugout. Pitch was certainly on the border. Looked to be just a bit up and away. Don't know if we might get a second look at it on replay, the wonderful technology here. Boy, I could get used to this. They have a very good video feed and also kind of have a live in-game box score. It's not always accurate, but at least it's there and has some information for you. Trust the card in the official scorer more than that, but it's a really nice reference. Yeah, you can get used to this kind of stuff. Here's Jeremy Ironman with two men on and two men out. Long first inning for Leiter. He's gone full and then some to Calabwig. He went full to Schwarz. Went 2-2 to Harris. So now Jeremy takes down and away for ball one, a ball and no strikes. On the year, Jack Leiter in 40 and two-thirds innings has given up 40 hits, so he's right out of hit per inning. 19 walks, a tinch high, 50 strikeouts. The whip, the all-important stat, I think, 1.45. Swinging, there is a high drive to left field at the bat of Ironman. This ball is high, and this is deep. This has got more than a chance. It's gone. outside, walks souvenir, Jeremy Ironman, three-run drive out of here. Well, Jeremy has some friends in the crowd. Jeremy Ironman's second home run in three games since coming back. Those runs will all be unearned, but that has been something, maybe one of the very few questions about Jack Leiter. He does and has, even in college, given up some home runs. So an error opens the door. A walk on a close pitch to J.J. Schwarz, and then a three-run home run. And Jeremy Ironman now has 11 homers, 32 driven in. Strike called outside corner to Marty Bikina. Jeremy hitting only 221, but boy, has shown some power, swinging a foul back by Marty. The count quickly goes 0-2. So a very costly, as it turns out, error, and of course a costly walk as well. Boy, Ironman drove that ball out by plenty. That went out about 385, 390, something around there. Pitch down to the way 1-2. They don't have that part of this new technology in the press box connected yet, but eventually they will have that listed for us as well. Man, the guy is right and right and becoming righter all the time in baseball. We really do count everything. Swinging a foul straight back, 1-2 to Marty Bikina. Well, the Hounds were kept off the board last night. They are on the board this evening in the top of the first. Leiter looking for the exit sign. Swinging a pop-up. Middle of the infield. Leiter, boy, looked like he wanted it, but no, it's going to be the second baseman, Foscue, and that's the way you'd like it from the strategic standpoint. So the inning is over. It's three runs on one hit, one very costly error, and nobody left on base as Jeremy Ironman goes deep for the 11th time on the season and for the second time in this series since coming back from 2 weeks plus on the sidelines due to injury. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Village Car Wash score. The Hounds 3. And against right-hander Matt Milburn, the Frisco Rough Riders are coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Well, the Rockhounds have the lead on Jack Leiter and the Frisco Rough Riders. 3-0 to score on Jeremy Ironman's home run. Well, we have seen this season some really powerful swings from Jeremy. Here is Matt Milburn to face J.P. Martinez, and the bottom of the first gets going with a called strike. Martinez, the center fielder, the leadoff batter. Justin Foscue on deck, batting second and playing second. Milburn's pitch sails way up and in from Matt. One ball and one strike to count. Martinez at 289. 8 homers, 18 driven in, and he has been outstanding against the Hounds, hitting 344 in the season series. Takes a called strike two, and it's a ball and two strikes. Dustin Harris batting third in left field. Dustin Harris in left. Jonathan Ornelas is the shortstop, moving to the cleanup spot. Ornelas at short. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. And Martinez out on strikes. Matt Milburn pulls the string, and one man up and one man down on a whiff. Rest of the order, Trey Hare, who had the game's only importantly run last night. Did it on a solo home run. Trey Hare batting fifth at first base tonight. Trey Hare at first base. Here's Justin Foscue. Takes a strike on the outside half. It's 0-1. Kellen Strom will be the designated hitter batting sixth. Kellen Strom. You know, I knew it when I said it. I talked about the third baseman. Oh, pitch up and in, and did it hit him? No, did not go, so I guess that got him in the hand. Pitch up and in, and Foscue will take a painful 90-foot jog down to first base. It's amazing once you write down something that you know, you realize later that's completely wrong. It's not Josh Biggers, it's Jax. So Jax Biggers, forgive me, is it? Third base, Neil Batt in the seventh spot. When I mentioned the third baseman, I think I called him Josh because I wrote it down that way. That makes perfect sense. Jax Biggers batting seventh at third. Josh Stowers in right field. Yep, batting in the eighth spot. One on, one man down. Pitch, fastball strike to Dustin Harris, left-handed hitting left fielder. Matt Watley rounds out the lineup. He's the catcher. Matt Watley behind the plate for Frisco. Martinez, Foscue, and Harris up top. Ornelas, Hare, and Strom in the middle. And Biggers, Stowers, and Watley round it out. Matt Milburn's pitch sails up and in. One ball and one strike. Matt making his 11th outing, his 7th as a starter. 3-4, 6.31 earned run average overall. Again, much like Jack Leiter, he has preferred pitching at home to the road, has Matt. This pitch is up and away, thrown behind the runner. Boy, he will do this. But I got him! Pickoff at first base. Foscue is out, and he is arguing it. Boy, that is a close call, but you know what? First base coach is right there, and there is no argument. No argument from either base coach. J.J. Schwartz slaps the throw and just snaps it. Well, we're going to get an absolute perfect look right here. Did he get him? Well, he was safe. Called out. You know what, though? He may have, Justin, may have jammed a little bit, maybe jammed his hand in the dirt. He may not have quite gotten his hand to the bag. That's the one thing we could not see real well. So a 2-3 pickoff. And the pitch will miss for ball three now to Justin Harris, 3-1. So pickoff, 2-3. Well, J.J. Schwartz in particular and William Simonite will throw behind runners. There's a hard hit ball at second base. That's going to skip right through into left field for a base hit. Right field for a base hit for Jimmy. Moving to his left and trying to pick that ball was Jeremy Ironman, but that was really hard hit. Ball kicked off Jeremy's gloved left hand in the right field for a single. And the pickoff looks all the bigger now as Dustin Harris singles with two men down in the inning. I'd love to get a second look at that replay on the pickoff at first. But I think the real tip-off there is that particularly first base coach, there was no argument. He's standing right there, rather, obviously. Here is Jonathan Ornelas, and he takes a called strike. Matt Milburn has thrown first pitch strikes to each of the four batters he's faced so far here in the first. The Rockhounds lead it by the score of 3-0. Jeremy Ironman, 3-run home run. One on, two out. Ornelas, such a good hitter. Swing and a miss. Well, bottom fell out of that off-speed pitch, 0-2. Ornelas hitting .352. Been one of the best in the Texas League pretty much wire-to-wire in this 2022 season, which is down to 8 games left in the first half. Ground ball to shortstop. Couple of hops to Logan to go the short way for the out. 6-4 put out at second base. Dustin Harris is retired there. Then on the fielder's choice, Jonathan Ornelas moved ground out, and this inning is over. So no runs, one base hit, no errors, and one man is left on base. And we have played one here at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, fifth game of a six-game series. Village Car Wash scored through one, the Rockhounds 3, Frisco nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
Top of the second inning, Rockhounds lead it 3-0. Jeremy Ironman, 3-run home run. William Simonite leads it off. Right-handed hitter. Rockhounds first baseman takes a called strike from Leiter and underway here in the second. Good crowd on hand, as you might expect. Once again, far more populated on the third base side than the first base side. I don't know why. Swinging the foul, how to play. 0-2 to William. Simo at 244, a couple of home runs and 16 driven in on the season. Shane Selman and Austin Beck will follow. Bottom third of the Hounds order in the top half of inning number two. Leiter with a wind. Pitch swung on and fouled away. Count stays 0-2 and a foul ball off onto the right side. Thought I noticed at the first couple of ball games and then last night for certain, just more folks on the third base side of this ballpark by, I don't know, 3-1 margin, maybe 4-1. Pitch is swung on, fouled away again. So Simonite doing a little bit of what Chase Calabweig did to lead off this game. Calabweig ended up striking out, did Chase, but took 10 pitches to get rid of him. The 0-2 pitch a third time, and that is bounced foul again. So William Simonite has seen 5 pitches. They've all been strikes. He's fouled off the last 3. Jack Leiter at home and on the road coming into this game, the number of innings pitched identical, which makes for a pretty good comparison. Pretty valid, I think. Oh, good pitch just missed. Boy, Leiter wanted that, and I cannot blame him. Love to get a second look. Might have been a bit up. Outside half of the plate. Looked like it got there, but nope. Jack sure thought it did. 1-2. Swinging ground ball to the right side of the infield. That'll be handled by Hare. He will underhand to Jack Leiter covering. So 3-1 goes the put out. 1 in the second. Leiter in 20 and a third innings. At home, 16 hits. On the road, 24 hits, which is 1.5 times exactly the number of hits at home. That's pretty significant. In 20 and a third at home, 7 walks, 28 strikeouts. On the road, 12 walks, 22 strikeouts. So not quite a 2-1 ratio on the road, 4-1 precisely at home. So a pretty interesting variance. Here's Shane Selman, takes outside for a ball. I'm saying this just as a snatching it out of thin air, meaning nothing scientific or the scouting twist to it is Shane takes down and away for a ball. This would make perfect sense if Shane Selman gets a base hit right here. Won't go any further than that. It would make perfect sense, meaning it would make no sense at all, of course. We will explain. Here's the 2-0 pitch down and away, ball three. Well, even if he were to draw a walk, boy, Leiter a little frustrated as he goes 3-0 to a hitter that the Rough Riders have really kept completely in check, but it's a 3-0 count. Shane, with some power, has 6 home runs. Takes down and away, ball four. He draws a walk against Jack Leiter. Okay, one of the most talked about prospects in all of baseball, number one prospect for the Rangers. That is the first time Shane Selman has reached base against the Frisco Rough Riders, and it comes against Jack Leiter. See what I mean? Makes perfect sense, meaning makes no sense at all. Shane, 0-17. With 10 strikeouts against Frisco pitching before that. Still 0-17, but he's now reached base. 1-1. Here's Austin Beck. Takes down and away on an off-speed pitch. 1-0. So Jack Leiter. Boy, if the total I'm looking at is correct, and it hasn't always been, but the pitch count we are seeing shows 40 pitches. It's one out in the second inning. Check swing. Austin went. Count is 1-1. Top of the order, Chase Kalibwig waiting on deck. Rockhounds tonight will be without probably their two most consistent offensive players, both Max Schumann and Jordan Diaz, getting the night off. Pitch swung on and missed. Austin swings and misses at a breaking pitch, and it's 1-2. Jordan has a couple of two-run home runs in this series. Max Schumann has reached base in 13 straight. 1-2 pitch, just low and away. Boy knew right where he was trying to get it, but just missed. A little bit down and away to the right-handed hitter. Austin in center field, batting in the nine spot. Stretch and the pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Here's the throw, and on a hop, not going to get him. Shane Selman with a stolen base. Out on strikes is Austin Beck. Now the Rockhounds with a runner in scoring position. Third strikeout for Leiter, who got the first two batters he faced in the game. And interesting, now Jared Gettert, who was tossed last night, is discussing this. Don't know quite what the discussion was. Maybe he had a better look at... I can't imagine Selman beat the throw. I'm wondering if maybe, and we didn't get a look at where Austin Beck ended up, if perhaps he might have bumped into the catcher, Matt Watley, who is an outstanding defender, by the way. The call was clearly correct at second, so I'm guessing that Jared thought maybe there was possibility for batter's interference there. Here's Chase Kalibwig. Takes down and into his chase. Well, he's 0-for-1 with a strikeout, but did not go gentle into that at-bat. Took 10 pitches, leading off the ball game, and according to the count we're looking at, 45 pitches for Jack Leiter with two outs in the second. Now, right-hander delivers a good-looking breaking pitch, and it just dropped low. Two balls, no strikes. As they used to say in Little League, good eye. Chase Kalibwig, 298 batting average. And some personal business working that he'd like to extend here. Runner in scoring position. Shane Selman with a walk in the stolen base, his first of the year. Swing and a high pop-up. Shallow left field, Harris coming in. Ornelas out, and it'll be Harris. Boy, he juggled that ball in left field. That got a little dicey, but a pop out to shallow left, and the inning is over. So no runs, no hits. A walk in the stolen base for Shane Selman in the inning. And we'll go to the bottom half of the second. Village Car Wash score of the game. Hounds 3, Riders 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Last of the second inning here in Frisco, and it is a 3-0 Rockhounds lead. And Jeremy Ironman came back off, not off the injured list, but basically sidelined due to injury, even though he didn't wind up on the IL. Well, he came back and hit a home run in his first game back. and has a three-run home run in this game against Jack Leiter. 3-0 Hounds. Matt Milburn to face Trey Hare. A bunt and a beauty. Forget about it. Throw to first base. Going to be a little high anyway. Simonite hangs on to that nicely. Matt Milburn kind of forcing that throw. So a bunt single for Trey Hare. Well, you got to love that. He homered last night for the game's only run. Bunts his way on here. Matt Milburn, by the way, made that closer than I thought. Matt, you're faster than I thought. Actually, made it close, and boy, that was a really good. I just got two really good looks at that play from a couple of different angles. As Kellen Strom stands in and takes down and away for a ball, it's one ball, no strike. Second hit for Frisco. William Simonite at first base didn't so much catch that throw, he knocked it down. And it was really, that was really heads up. That ball was sailing toward the right field line. This pitch is bounced foul by Strom, and the count is 1-1. Kellen Strom, right-handed hitter. He's an outfielder by trade, designated hitter in this game. 254, the batting average for the right-handed hitter. One on and nobody out on the Trey Hare bunt single. Check swing, did he go? Well, that's appealable. Did he go? Nope, did not. Two balls and one strike. Ray Patchen behind home plate. Casey James just promoted. It's our first base umpire and crew chief Isaias Barba at third base. Two balls, one strike. Set by Matt Milburn's pitch. Just low and away. Ball three. Matt turned around, I think, talking to himself. That's a spot Matt Milburn really needs to work effectively. Again, down in the zone. He just missed the outside corner. 3-1 to Strom. Hitters count. Pitch takes flight and a swing and a bouncer off his foot. The count goes three balls, two strikes. Going right up the top of that left foot. A ball game in the last half of the second inning. Top of the first took a while. Jack Leiter has been out there a while. He's thrown a good number of pitches. Batter trying to walk this off Kellen Strom. So new supply of baseballs for our home plate umpire. Critical games in the Texas League tonight. Tulsa hosting Wichita. Wichita has gone from first to third place in the last few days. They are a game and a half out. What a race in the north. Pitch swung on. Bouncing ball up the middle. Can Davidson get there? Nope. Ball got under his glove. Base hit to center field. Two men on. Well, you wonder where cliches come from. Game of inches. Logan couldn't quite get there. Ball was hit right back up the middle. He got a good break on the ball, but could not make the play. So the tying run comes to home plate. Kellen Strom, a single up the middle. And the batter will be Jax Biggers. As we said, Jax, starting this season, due to injury, stayed in the Arizona training complex for the Texas Rangers. But, boy, since he has joined the Rough Riders, he has been absolutely outstanding. He's 17 for 50. That's a 340 average. First and second, nobody out. Bigger swinging away. Ground ball to shortstop on two strong hops. Davidson to Ironman on to first to double play. Diamondback Energy double play goes 6-4-3. And, boy, that was absolutely tailor-made. It was hit on two long hops. It was hit sharply. And measures Davidson, Ironman, and Simon. I do not miss the chance. Down to third base is Trey Hare. Two down in the inning. Batter is Josh Stowers. So the pitcher's best friend indeed shows up. And there is a runner at third, but at the expense of two out. Josh Stowers, right-handed hitter, takes it high and away for a ball. Josh hitting only 208 on the year. He's hitting 100 points higher than that. Of course, it's small sample size, but hitting 308 against the Rockhounds. Runner at third, two away. Milburn from the stretch. The ground ball to third base. Couple of hops to Brett Harris. Has it. Sets up. Throws. Got him. Inning over. So two on and nobody out goes away. We have played two innings at Riders Field. We're in the Metroplex. One more game in this series tomorrow evening, 6:05 for the series finale. And on this Saturday night, with a big crowd watching after two, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Riders nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandJobs.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
We get set for the top half of the third inning. They have a an on-field event, and you've seen it. It's the you have the tug-of-war kind of thing. You have, in this case, two gentlemen, and they're wearing the jackets, the harnesses, that is, and they've got, of course, the bungee cord right attached, and so they start at the same spot, and they go in opposite directions. They go east and west and try to collect a tennis ball, drop it in a bucket. But in other words, it's a human tug of war. And of course, bungee cords tend to snap and tug and spring. And I don't know who made that matchup, but it was, if it had been boxing, it would have been basically like a light heavyweight against a welterweight. And when it's a tug of war thing with a bungee cord and you're trying, I don't know. I think the smaller. I'm just sticking up for the. You know, just sticking up to the smaller guy there. I think he got the short end of that deal. He also got dragged backside over appetite about three times. Pitch to Brett Harris. Ball one underway here in the top of the third inning. Ricky pitched down and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. Jack Leiter back to work. High pitch count through the first couple of innings. 48 pitches in two innings, according to the count that you're posting here anyway. He misses inside for ball three. Brett Harris, a strikeout his first time. Logan Davidson and J.J. Schwarz will follow. They both reached error and a walk, and then Jeremy Ironman, a three-run home run in the first. Pitch to the corner is a strike, and it's a 3-1 count to Brett Harris. So Brett 0 for 1. 329, the batting average up to the moment. Right-handed hitter, classic upright stance. Pitch by Leiter, up, down and away, ball four. So three walks against three strikeouts for Jack Leiter. That's the leadoff man on for the first time in the game for the Hounds. And here is Logan Davidson. Set a pop fly into the Bermuda Triangle in shallow left center field his first time up. And three players converged, left, center, and short. Dustin Harris, the left fielder, got his glove on the ball but did not hold it. And that turned out to be huge. It came with two men down. Logan reached on the error. Takes high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. J.J. Schwarz then coaxed a walk on a close 3-2 pitch to put two men on. And Jeremy Ironman took a 1-0 pitch out of here to left center field that cleared the wall by plenty. Pitch down the middle. Fastball strike. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Jack Leiter's 12th appearance, 11 as a starter. Comes set. Hands right about at the letters. The pitch on the way, swing and a bouncer, foul. And it is one ball, two strikes. Hounds and Riders conclude their business here in the Metroplex tomorrow. Hounds actually then come right back here in the next road trip. The next road trip will be a 12-gamer. Corpus Christi and right back here for a second and final visit. Swing and a miss on a pitch down and in, and Logan Davidson becomes strikeout victim number four for Jack Leiter. J.J. Schwarz will be the batter. He walked and scored his first time up. Jack Leiter, a guy who by, I think, all scouting report measures, guy who projects as a first-line starter. Rangers certainly hope he can be the start of kind of a new era, if you will, at least on the mound. The pedigree, of course, is just absolutely undeniable. The Leiter family, especially Al, 20 years in the major leagues. Again, he is here and watching tonight. Pitch to the corner. Got there. Called strike to J.J. 0-1. The concerns on the stat sheet, he does give up home runs, did in college as well. A significant number of them, and has given up one here in this game. Pitch down and away, and that'll bound away, and down to second base will go Brett Harris. When he thought about turning for third, but that ball was over on the third base side by the stands. There's a good amount of foul territory behind home plate here. And at least about halfway up each of the lines before the stands angle back in. So it's one ball, one strike, second wild pitch for Jack. And down to second goes Brett Harris. So 3-0 Rockhounds, runner in scoring position. And a 1-1 count to J.J., a right-handed hitter. Takes a good hard slider for a strike, and the count is 1-2. Boy, it might even have been a cut fastball in 93. Boy, that had good lateral movement. His pitches do have, they've got great life, spin, and all of the stuff they're talking about now. Leiter basically possesses all of it. A swing and a miss and a breaking ball away. Boy, he really had J.J. tied up. Put out will go 2-3, but J.J. is retired on the strikeout. So a walk and two whiffs in the inning. Three walks, five strikeouts in the game for Jack Leiter. Here is Jeremy Eierman. So round two between these two. Eierman took a 1-0 pitch and drilled it out of here. Basically right over the 364 sign in the left field. Kind of the left edge of the power alley, if you will. Somewhere between straightaway left and just the start of the power alley. And he took it out of here, probably 385 plus. Takes down low, ball one. Sidelined for 2 weeks and a day by a hip flexor. Celebrated his return, did Jeremy, with a home run. His first game of this series. Check swing, but he was really fooled. That pitch down and away off speed. Count goes 1-1. He's really hit the ball well against Frisco, hitting better than 300 against the Riders. With three home runs and 10 now driven in, including the three-run homer in this one. Swings ground ball to the shortstop. Ornelas is there. Makes the play. Throws in time for the out. And the inning is over. Leadoff walk does no damage. So to the bottom of the third we go in Frisco. Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds 3 and the Rough Riders nothing.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now 2.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Matt Milburn will go back to the mound for the third inning. He'll face the bottom of the order, then right back up top. It'll be Matt Watley, followed then by J.P. Martinez and Justin Foscue in the last half of the third inning of play. Jeremy Eierman's home run is the only hit the Rockhounds have. There's one very costly error. Ball dropped in shallow left center field, plus three walks allowed by Jack Leiter, so five base runners, but three runs across on the Ironman home run. Matt Watley now will lead it off. Note on the scoreboard for you, San Antonio has just scored three times in the last half of the third inning, and they lead Amarillo now 4-0. San Antonio leads Frisco by 2, Amarillo by 3, Rockhounds are 5 out. Matt Watley stands in, takes a strike on the outside half. Next week's schedule is fascinating. Tulsa, Arkansas, and Wichita are separated, those three teams, by a game and a half in the north. Pitch outside for a ball. That's 1-1. The Hounds, of course, facing Frisco here. They're very much and have been right in the center of the South Division race. The Rockhounds host Tulsa to finish the first half next week. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. So it'll be the Hounds hosting Tulsa. Frisco will be at Arkansas, and San Antonio plays Wichita. What a week of standings watching that'll be. Here's a line drive, left side, base hit over toward the left field line, over to cut it off is Bikina. Watley will hold on. Matty is not on the season hitting the ball all that well. He's under 200. But in again, and it's a very small sample size, but he's now 5 for 14 against the Hounds, hitting at about 340. And again, numbers will bounce up and down like a roller coaster in such a small sample size, but he swung the bat well. That's 5 base hits against the Hounds. Leadoff base hit, 4th of the game for the Riders. Now here's J.P. Martinez. Takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Martinez hitting 333 against the Rockhounds. 9 walks, 7 steals, 2 doubles, 2 homers, 3 ribbies. He has been your basic nuisance. Pitch up and away for a ball, 2-0, and I mean that in the nicest of ways. J.P., left-handed hitter, 289 of the year. Bats here in the last half of the third inning. Hounds with the 3-0 advantage, pitches up high, and now 3-0. So Martinez here, one would think, will be very, very patient if he swings at all. 3 balls, no strikes. Justin Foscue waits on deck. Pitch down the middle for a strike. Taking all the way was the Rough Riders center fielder. Mention that North Division. It's Tulsa by a half game. I'm sorry, by one game. One game over Arkansas. Game and a half over Wichita. 8 to go. Pitch swung on. Ground ball. Got a chance. Base hit right field. And that'll be first and second. Nobody out. And that's the second straight inning in which the Riders have had that situation. Jax Biggers bounced into a 6-4-3 double play last inning, but well, you can't count on that every time around. Base hit to right field, and the Riders are in business here now. First and second, nobody down. 5 base hits. And again, on the road for Matt Milburn, he is at home, 24 innings, 22 base hits, and that's obviously a very good number, 11 walks, 19 strikeouts. In 21 and a third innings coming in, on the road, 33 base hits. He's now at 23 and a third. He's given up 38 hits on the road. So the home road splits have not been overly kind to Matt. This is inside here to Justin Foscue, right-handed hitting second baseman. Hit by a pitch his first time up and then was picked off first base on a bang-bang call. 1 ball, no strikes. Look at second by Milburn. Pitch a little one away. Ball 2. Boy, Matt is in a jam now. 2 balls, no strikes. Foscue with the plate. Dustin Harris on deck. A couple of calls in last night's game were argued somewhat vehemently by the Riders. One of them so much so that Jared Gettert was ejected. Pitch swung on. Popped in the air, but it will get into the seats, into the heavily populated third base side. I love watching sometimes in the stands. There were about a group of probably 8 or 10 people standing and awaiting that foul ball and hoping to get a piece of it. Then there was one nice young lady who is probably the smartest of the bunch, and she was running the other way. I would guess that her education level is higher than the other folks right there. 2 balls, 1 strike to Foscue. 2 on, nobody down. That's pitch. Well, that's high and away, ball 3, so you're out on the high wire right now. Justin Foscue, 256 hitter, 4 home runs, 22 driven in. Top 10 prospect for the Rangers, pretty much universally so. Top 5 in a lot of rankings. 3-1 count, runners their leads. Pitch, backs up, high and tight, ball 4. Bases are loaded. Well, Matt really out there now. He's... the bases loaded, nobody out in the heart of the order. Coming up, Dustin Harris, and on deck is Jonathan Ornelas, and there is not a better hitter overall in the league, and that's going to bring J.J. Schwarz out for a visit. In last night's game, and I wanted to check on the ground rules and did after the game, the outfield wall here, the primary wall, which is classic stuff, it's dark green and then has, well, it's a very faded yellow right now, but they're the yellow line of demarcation that you see so often right at the top of the wall, about 7 feet up. In left field and in part of right field, there is a chain link fence that sits behind that to cordon off the berm. If a ball hits the chain link fence, it is gone. It's a home run. If it hits the yellow line of demarcation, that is part of the wall, the ball is in play. And that was the case last night. The umpires adjudicated it perfectly, although Jared Gettert ejected in arguing. Dustin Harris swings. Fly ball foul, I believe. It will get into the seats down into left field corner. Oh, in fact, caught in the bullpen by one of the riders. It's one of the sidebar entertaining features about these bullpens, and I love it. They'll tell you that this is by design, that this is where the bullpens were meant to be. No, it's not. Got that from a pretty reliable source or two. They forgot the bullpens here. So they had to basically carve them out. They're interesting. I mean, the way it works out, you can say that's what we had in mind all the way, but I have pretty good reason to believe from folks I trust that that's not the case at all. Matt Milburn delivers outside. It's 1-1. The bullpens sit near the foul poles right and left. They basically are carved out of the stands. There's a swing and a high pop-up. That also will get out of play. So the concourse, and the concourse railing, and there are some picnic table type of seating areas down there. They look basically right over into the bullpen. Guys are right there. And then between the bullpen and the playing surface, there are about another 10, 12 rows of stands, so they're kind of carved out. Here's the 1-2. Just down and in, 2 balls, 2 strikes. But if you look at the set of stairs that the relievers have to trod down to get onto the field, if that's the way they designed it, then they're not real fond of relief pitchers. You do that at your own peril. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Base is full, nobody down. Pitch to Harris, and another pop foul out of play. Well, corrected. One board says 3-2. That's incorrect. It is 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Oh, my! A foul ball got bound down on the concourse. They have a camera that somehow caught that lady in the ice cream stand who is serving the ice cream. Has an ice cream cone in one hand, baseball in the other. She caught it on a hop. Oh, man, that's the play of the game. Now Milburn now, 2 balls, 2 strikes, bases full, nobody down, pitch, inside, ball 3, boy, that was close. So Matt will mop the brow. I'm sure Matt has plenty of family and friends on hand here. Jeremy Ironman's home run got a nice round of applause here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, bases and count full. Milburn's pitch, swung on line, right field, base hit. That's going to score 1, that's going to score 2. First and second, 3-2 ball game. Riders on the board. Dustin Harris with a pretty good battle on a 3-2 pitch. Boy, he pulled a pitch that was middle out, just yanked it into right field. So a 2-run single for Harris, and boy, he has been productive for the Riders. He has 43 runs batted in. So 3-2. And still nobody out. Holding at second base is Justin Foscue. 6 base hits against Matt now, 3 of them here in the inning. And here comes pitching coach Chris Smith. Well, Matt had a hit batsman. Had some great help from catcher J.J. Schwarz, who picked Justin Foscue off of first base in the first inning. That was followed by a single, but no other damage done. Had 2 on, nobody out on back-to-back singles in the second. Got a 6-4-3 double play to help get out of that. But here in the third, singles by Watley and Martinez. A walk to Justin Foscue loaded the bases. And Dustin Harris makes it a 3-2 game with a 2-run single to right field. 2 on, nobody down. Jonathan Ornelas, who bounced into a fielder's choice, the batter. Not the guy you want to face at all, much less with men on base. Cornelia is 0-for-1 in this game, but he is a 351 hitter. Pitch by Milburn way up and in. Spinning away is the right-hand hitting shortstop, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. This game taking a little while. We're in the third inning. Fields in shadows and in and out of clouds. Again, there were just a few raindrops. Thunderstorm kind of passed by. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch at him way out in front. 1 ball and 1 strike to the right-handed hitter. So the field in shadows, and I'm sure that feels just fine. Started the game at 94 with a heat index reading right at 100. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ornelas waits. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in from Matt. That was 89 miles an hour. Again, he will, on occasion, get into the low 90s, but right around 90 miles an hour. So location is critical, of course. 1-2 to Ornelas. 2 on, nobody out, 2 runs in. Milburn's pitch swung on, popped up. That'll get out of play. Down below us to the right, 1 ball and 2 strikes to count. Well, Wichita and Tulsa, another good ball game going. Tulsa shut out the Wind Surge last night 5-0. They played 3 in Tulsa, no score. Well, that's a huge game tonight and tomorrow for Wichita, really both teams, of course. Bouncer foul, still 1-2. Hounds looking at a Frisco team that has been the leader in the South the vast majority of the half. Struggled over their last maybe 15, 20 games a bit. Got back over 500 with the win last night, did the Riders. 1 ball, 2 strikes, Milburn's pitch, swung on and popped foul, right side, given a long look, J.J. Schwartz still in the move, up, going to run out of room by maybe 7 or 8 rows, so still 1-2. When the Hounds come home, that'll be a 12-game homestand, a pair of 6-game series, and of course it'll culminate with a 4th of July weekend. Hounds are not home on the 4th, but one of the teams that are on the road on the 4th, but home before that, really get the benefit of everything, a full weekend of fireworks at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Here's an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Ornella is out on strikes. Boy, Matt Milburn, what a time to strike out a guy hitting 350. Second strikeout from Matt, and here is Trey Hare. Trey, who homered last night, reached on a bunt single his first time up. One of those players that you really have a lot of respect for. He is a guy who has played in the independent ranks. Played in the Can-Am League, the American Association. How they got away with stealing that name, I don't know. The American Association was longtime a AAA league and one of the greats. Called strike inside corner 0-1. But apparently somebody forgot to register the name. The American Association went away. It's been a good number of years now, kind of folding into the International and Pacific Coast Leagues. But there used to be 3 AAA leagues. The American Association now in Indy. Delivery swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch, 0-2. He's played in the Frontier League as well, among others, playing in multiple independent leagues. Originally drafted by the Rays. And the guy who has a chance here at Double-A with the Rangers chops one out towards second base and going to have to hurry a little bit, but there to make the play is Jeremy Ironman. Runners advance to second and third on an 0-2 bounce up by Trey Hare. So he pushes the runners into scoring position, both of them, with 2 out in the inning. And Kellen Strom is the batter. Strom had a 3-hit game a couple of nights ago. He is 1-for-1 in this game, and a base hit one would assume, as dangerous as that is to do, but you would assume that that would put Frisco in the lead. It's 3-2, Hounds lead, pitch low for ball one. Strom, a right-handed hitter. Runner at second is Dustin Harris, and he is a very good athlete, runs really well. So one would think a hit to the outfield would forge and break a tie all in one motion. 1 ball, no strikes. Pitch by Milburn. Low and away. Ball 2 from Matt. 2 balls, no strikes to Strom. Jack Spiggers waiting on deck. Last of the third inning. Boy, a lot of baseball. We talked about Jack Leiter with a high pitch count in this game. Matt Milburn's at 57 pitches. 2-0, Strom waits. A big pitch or two, and that's down and away. That's ball three, 3-0. Hounds a three-run home run. Top of the first inning, Jeremy Eierman, Dustin Harris, two-run single to Riders, as they have done really the last three games, have had more scoring chances than the Hounds. Pitch, and that's a strike. Strom has no interest in swinging at that pitch, 3-1. Just rested the bat on his shoulder. 3-1 count, first base open, second and third of the runners. Runner off third, Justin Foscue. Swing and a miss, then off-speed pitch again. Boy, he's thrown that with great success in this inning as Milburn, 3-2. Mentioned Jack Leiter with a brilliant sky blue glove that he wears. Josh Storrs has a red glove when he's playing right field, and the guy at third is Justin Foscue, and he's wearing sky blue shoes. Delivery, and it's low, ball four. Boy, Matt thought he had a strikeout. Didn't react a bunch, but the reaction was pretty clear. Just kind of exhaled as if to say, are you kidding me? So the base is loaded again, and now here is Jack Spiggers. Biggers bounced into a double play his first time up, a 6-4-3 double play. Well, the way he's been swinging the bat since coming back, can't count on that. 333 in his 14 games since joining the club from an extended stay in spring training. Left-handed hitter Jack Spiggers, the third baseman, bases loaded again. Pitch to Biggers, inside, ball one. So both pitchers have labored in this ball game at least a little bit. Jack Leiter hasn't given up much, and of course the three runs that he gave up all unearned. Error, walk, and a homer. Pitch swung on and tapped back to the mound. Milburn the play, and the throw to first base is in time. So the damage is limited, but there is damage. The Riders with two runs on three base hits, two walks, no errors, and they will leave the bases loaded. We'll total things up for you in a moment. We have played three innings in the Metroplex. Village Car Wash score the game in game five of the six-game series from the Metroplex. Now reads the Rockhounds 3 and Frisco 2.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Three innings in the books. Hounds 3, Riders 2. All five runs of the game scoring on two swings. Jeremy Eierman, a three-run home run following an error and a walk in the first inning. And a bases-loaded two-run single by Dustin Harris in the third. The Riders have had at least two runners on base in each of the first three innings. Rockhounds have had base runners on in all three, only singular runners in the second and third, both on walks. They have only one hit to the Rockhounds. Give you totals in a moment. Here's Marty Bikina to face Jack Leiter. Delivery on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. 65 pitches for Jack. Both guys throwing a lot of pitches in a lengthy first three innings. The pitch drops low. One ball, one strike. Rockhounds, three runs, one hit, no errors. 3-1-0. Riders, two runs, six hits, one error, 2-6-1. Hounds have left two. The Riders have left five and bounced into a double play and had a runner picked off first base. Bouncer fouled it. Oh, and he hit McKenna. Nope, Marty hit by the pitch. Well, that's one of those he turned into it a little bit, did not offer. I thought the ball had hit his bat, but from up here, that's guesswork at best. So Marty McKenna hit by a pitch. And again, no discussion and no dissension from the dugout. So Marty McKenna reaches. Rockhound still just one base hit. That is the fourth free pass offered, though, by the right-hander, Jack Leiter. Here's William Simonite, bounced out first base to pitcher his first time up. He's inside for a ball, 1-0. Rockhounds and Riders have split the first four games of this series. Rockhounds winning the first two. Riders winning on Thursday and Friday. Each team has a shutout. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Rockhounds a combined three-hitter in a 4-0 win Wednesday evening. And the Riders last night, a four-hit shutout, 1-0. Trey Hare, solo home run, and that was it. Pitch from Leiter is popped foul out of play, off to the right, two balls and one strike. Shane Selman waiting on deck for the Hounds here in the fourth. David Leal goes tomorrow against Tim Brennan, who did not go deep into the game, but was really good on opening day. This series beginning with a day game. Pitch fouled straight back. Count squares, 2-2. Marty McKenna, the base runner. We get an up close and personal look at right-hander Jack Leiter on the mound. That glove he's wearing, my goodness, I mean, that is, I don't know, sky blue, baby blue. I didn't know leather came in that color. Pitch up high for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. We're in matching cleats as well, I might add. Sartorial splendor. There's the stretch in the pitch. And that is down and away. And that's ball four. So a hit batsman and a walk. Now the Rockhounds have only one hit. It was, of course, the big fly by Jeremy Eierman. But now four walks and a hit batsman plus the error, which was very big in this game. And the batter will be Shane Selman. Kind of kidded about it at the time. He got the number one prospect for the Rangers, the number 15 prospect in the entirety of minor league baseball, according to the MLB pipeline. And that's the guy that Shane Selman reaches base against for the first time against Frisco. Pitch down and in, ball 1-1-0. You see it sometimes. You know, Logan Davidson is very similar. Logan is 1-for-16 against Frisco. Shane is 0-for-17. There are times when it's just a pitching staff and a player, or just a team against a player for whatever the reason, but Shane walked and stole the bases first time, swings and pops this one way up in the air near the plate. Catcher Watley there, got it. Foul out to the catcher, one man down, and that is a big one for Jack Leiter. That's an out with a runner staying at first and second. Mentioned this the other day. I was watching during batting practice and pregame a couple of days ago with happened to be the Riders, and they were practicing the pop fouls behind home plate. They do that with a pitching machine these days. Used to do it. That's an art form, by the way, if you could do that with a fungo bat. But now they do it with a pitching machine, so you just send that ball straight up in the air. That used to be one of the most entertaining parts when infield practice was done routinely after batting practice. Pre-game stuff's kind of changed. Of course, BP is still there. Pitch to Austin Beck, called strike. But a long time ago, 90s, early 2000s, you'd have batting practice. You'd go away for a bit and then come back and take about 15 minutes of infield. And I've always enjoyed watching that, to be honest. Don't do that anymore. Pitch swung on, sent in the air to center field. Martinez back. Has room, deep right center. Who's it going to be? Martinez makes the catch. Lead runner advances, two men down. Marty McKenna hustles to third base. Austin Beck flies out to the center fielder, Martinez. So two down with runners at the corners. One breaking pitch hung up just a little bit. Austin didn't quite get it all. He drove that ball about 380 or so. but it was deep into the left, the right center field, power alley, and did not have enough to do damage. One runner does advance, so it's Pequina at third, Simonite at first, and here is Chase Calabuig. Top of the order, third time around here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-2 Hounds. Calabuig go for two. Left-handed hitter with runners at the corners. First pitch to Chase. Low and outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. In those days when there was infield practice, though, one of the last things they did, one of the coaches would try to hit pop fouls with a fungo bat so the catchers could have their practice. Pitch low and away for a ball, 2-0. And boy, hitting pop fouls as high in the air as you can on purpose is not easy, even for guys who do it every day. That's a bit of an art form. Really used to love watching that. Of course, technology takes over, and finally somebody said, why don't we just tilt the pitching machine straight up? Ah, there you go. Wiseacre. Swing and a miss, and the pitch almost to the dirt. Two balls and a strike. First and third, two men down. Hounds lead 3-2 in the fourth. Chase Calabuig trying to extend some personal business. Would love to get that done right here. Takes in the dirt. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. It will be interesting to see if Jack Leiter would come back for the fifth inning in this game. There is that. Just as I say that, there is activity. That's 82 pitches. And, of course, look, every ball player is important. Everybody, of course, is a different situation, different point in their development, most importantly. And for Jack, I'm sure it's pretty tight rein on pitches. And, indeed, there is activity behind him now in the bullpen. Hasn't given up an earned run in this game. Stretching the pitch, and that ball lifted high in the air to left center field. This ball's got a chance to do some damage. Calabuig, and that ball is going to find the base of the wall. Drives in a pair. Chase Calabuig extends his hit streak to 8 games with a double opposite way in the left center. Boy, when that ball hit, they've got electric billboard signs here, or LED billboard signs. And Martinez reached. I'm going to watch the replay on this. And that signage is really bright. That went right into a white spot on that board. But, yep, it dropped right on the track right in front of the wall. That will drive home, too. Chase Calabuig, 8-game hit streak, and with it, he extends the lead to 5-2. And the batter is Brett Harris. Brett takes up high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Just the second hit for the Rockhounds. But one was a 3-run homer, and this is a 2-run double from Chase Calabuig. Swinging a pop foul off the bat of Brett Harris. Count goes one ball, one strike. Couldn't see what happened with that. That was just out of my line of sight, but the crowd oohed, so something happened. RBIs for Chase Calabuig is 26th and 27th. We're swinging at that so well of late. Just a swing and a miss, Brett Harris. Tied up on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. Pitch clock reset as Brett steps out and back in for just a moment. So top of the fourth inning, Hounds now lead it 5-2. Calabuig the lead off second base and the stretch-in pitch. Swing and a miss. So Harris out on strikes, and that I would think will be all for Jack Leiter. But he gives up a couple here on the double by Chase Calabuig in the gap to left center field. And retires the side with his 6th strikeout of this ballgame, does Jack Leiter. But the Rockhounds didn't get a lot done against him, just a couple of base hits. But on those 2 swings, 5 runs have come across to score. To the bottom of the 4th inning, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5 and the Riders 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Five-two is our score. By the way, Jack Leiter will actually not give up an earned run in this game. We just got a clarification here in the press box. When Marty Bacchina reached first base, opening the fourth inning, he did so on catcher's interference, not a hit by pitch. The pitch was well in, and up here it appeared that he was hit by a pitch, but that's not the case. It was catcher's interference, which goes as an error. So five runs for Leiter. They will all be unearned, but the Hounds bringing them in, though, on certainly big-time swings of the bat. Josh Doers will lead it off. Matt Milburn delivers and misses for ball one. So Bacchina reaching on catcher's interference, which goes as an error, and no at-bat. Pitch down and away, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Then Simonite the walk, but Selman fouled out. Beck's fly ball to deep center was the second out. And then if you factor in the catcher's interference, which is an error, the pop foul, I believe that those will be unearned runs. I will check on that foul ball toward the seats. Guy tried the old don't spill your beverage, reach with your other hand to try to make that catch and failed miserably, but that's okay. Well, he didn't make the catch. Also didn't spill the beverage, I don't think. The interference goes as an error, but not an out. Not an out. So those two runs will be earned. I will correct my correction. So five runs, two earned for Jack Leiter. Pitch a called strike. Two balls and two strikes. My goodness, must be the weekend not to score that correctly on my card. It is charged as an error, but not as an error that would have constituted an out. Pitch just missing away. A couple of times Matt has thrown that same pitch, and again, just a little bit of reaction, not by much. He doesn't. Not real demonstrative on the mound. Again, very even keel guy. Matt gets it. The pitch, well, that's outside, ball four. Last two pitches just missing, but miss they do. Third walk given up by Matt Milburn. He also has hit a batter in this game. So one man on, and boy, the last thing you want to do is give something right back after your ball club gets you a couple. We'll see if the activity continues in the bullpen for Frisco. That would be the tip of the hand, that'll be it for Leiter. I would think so. He's close to 90 pitches. Delivery is up high to Matt Watley. Watley singled and scored his first time up. He singled. J.P. Martinez followed with a single. Justin Foscue walked, and Dustin Harris a two-run single in the third. That made it a 3-2 game. Pitch sent right back up the middle. It's got a chance. Base hit right over the bag up the middle. Turning for third is Martinez, and he will get there with ease. First and third. Well, again, Riders have really had opportunities in this ballgame. Rockhounds have taken advantage of the base runners they have had. And that's seven base hits and three walks and one hit batsman, and that's easy arithmetic. That's 11 base runners in three innings plus. So it's first and third. It's nobody out. At the top of the order now, J.P. Martinez, coming for third base. If I said Martinez, forgive me correcting my card here. So Stowers walks, goes to third on the single by Watley, and Martinez, a big swing and a miss. J.P. is 1-for-2, struck out in the first inning, singled and scored in the third. Left-handed hitter, not a big guy, has some good speed. He's stolen 23 bases. Runners their leads, pitch to Martinez, down the middle for a strike, count is 0-2. Nobody down in the fourth inning, 5-2 Hounds. Base runners, Matt Watley at first, Josh Stowers at third base. Outfield shades Martinez slightly the other way. The infield has him played up the middle with Logan Davidson will not matter. Three-pitch whiff. Boy, good delivery away from Matt Milburn. That's that same pitch that he just missed with a couple of times moments ago. Gets a swinging strike three here. One man down. Three strikeouts against three walks for the Hounds right-hander. And now here comes Bobby Crosby. So 73 pitches for Matt. We'll see if that will be it or if Bobby is just out there to talk. That, too, is a possibility. Nope, he's going to go to the bullpen. So it'll be 3 1/3 for Matt Milburn. Boy, on a very, very warm Frisco night. He'll give up 7 base hits, will Matt. 2 runs, they are both earned. He's responsible for men at first and second. With one man down in inning number 4, a 5-2 ball game. Walked 3 and struck out 3. And as mentioned, hit 1 batsman. And the Hounds will go to the bullpen, give you a little trivia coming up here. Almost went right by that from Hilliard IT Solutions. We'll grab that momentarily. Let's see, which one do we want to do here? Tell you what, we'll make this a quick one. College World Series going on. I was watching just a little bit earlier today. Buddy, University of Arkansas put a hurting on Stanford today. Was it 17-2? I think they scored 6 in the ninth inning. They led 11-2 and scored 6 in the ninth. Thank you very much. Nick Heiberger on to pitch for the Rockhounds. We'll give you a little CWS trivia here in just a moment. By the way, I wasn't glued to the game, but I had it on here doing the pregame, filling into the card and all that good stuff before the ball game. And glanced at the TV screen, and University of Arkansas has these T-shirts printed. Of course, the College World Series is in Omaha, Nebraska. And University of Arkansas Razorbacks, also known as the Hogs. And so they combined those two entities, and the T-shirts say Omahogs. It's pretty good. That's pretty good. Let's face it, folks. We're running out of stuff you can put on T-shirts, you know, without getting into trouble. Only so many ways you can twist words around and slap them on a T-shirt. That's pretty good, the Omahogs. And, boy, they were up front and center. They hammered Stanford. Tough start, of course, for the two Texas representatives. The Longhorns and Aggies both losing. They face each other right next, and the loser goes home. Wow, talk about a rivalry and a whole bunch on the line. That will be a fascinating game to watch. College World Series, a little quick trivia for you. What conference has won the most College World Series titles? What conference? Here's Justin Foscue. Line drive up the middle on the first pitch, base hit. Boy, just jumped on the fastball down the middle, and Foscue, who had been hit by a pitch and walked, didn't take time to even worry about either of those, and he will drive home the third run. Josh Stowers scores with ease. Ball was very sharply hit, so it'll be first and second. And that'll bring up Dustin Harris. Third run allowed by Matt Milburn. Of course, that run goes to Matt. He's responsible for Watley on at second base. One pitch, one swing, one RBI, and it's 5-3. Pitch is a fastball fouled off the bat of Harris. Dustin is 2-for-2 in the game. Single to right field in the first inning. Single to right in the third as well. That came with the bases loaded and drove in a pair. That made it 3-2. Chase Calabrese's two-run double made it 5-2, and now the Riders back within 5-3 with 2-1 and one man down. Swing and a miss on a pitch away, and the count is 0-2. Nick Heiberger, right-hander. Throws hard. Found the zone of that first fastball, but Foscue was just sitting on it and drove it back up the middle. Nick set to go. Long look at second. Comes to the plate. Delivers in the dirt. Blocked. JJ keeps it just close enough. Runners don't try to move up. One ball and two strikes. Nick Heiberger has been pitching on the A's farm since 2016. Spent all of last season here. Makes his 21st appearance in 2022. 1-1, 5.14 earned run average. 1-2 count, stretch and pitch. Nub foul, boy, I think that's off his foot. Yep, Dustin Harris The ball dribbles up the first base line, but that was off his foot. It'll stay 1-2. Nick, in 28 innings, is under a hit per inning. He's at 25 hits. But the number that you circle is bases on balls. He's walked 21. Struck out 25. That's a good number of whiffs. But, again, a whole bunch of walks in that. That whip is 1.64. The opposition hitting just 236 against him, but a 164 whip. Two on, one man down. A walk and two base hits. Dustin Harris with a 1-2 count. Heiberger has a sign. Hands come set. Long look at second. Now to the plate. Wee high and away. And the count goes two balls, two strikes. And Jonathan Ornelas waiting on deck. Hounds have kept him under control tonight, but he's hitting 350. And he looms on deck. I think when you hit 350, you can loom. Two balls, two strikes to count. Dustin Harris, left-handed hitter. Signed originally by the A's. Went from a player to be named later in the Mike Minor trade to a very good prospect for the Rangers. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Count will stay two balls and two strikes. Harris, 11 home runs, and with the two-run single earlier, 43 runs driven in. He leads the Riders. And he faces Nick Heiberger with two on and just one man down. Nick's pitch. Foul back. Do it again. Still a 2-2 count. Nick Heiberger, a year ago, mentioned pitched the entire year for the Rockhounds, 32 ball games, and the same number. The number that has been high has been bases on balls, and that's been something pretty much through his career, certainly at the upper level. Swinging a fly ball left field. Bikina is there, and he will barely have to move. He's camped and has got it for the out, so that is a very big out. Harris flies out to left field, two down. That was a battle that started 0-2, but Nick Heiberger wins that battle, and now he faces Jonathan Ornelas. 350 is the average. Ornelas, 7 home runs, 31 driven in. Batting in the cleanup spot in this game is the Riders' shortstop. Runners there leads off first and second. Matt Watley is at second. Justin Foscue at first. Pitch low and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. College World Series, the conference that has won the most titles, and it's largely thanks to one team, most of them anyway, it's the Pac-12. I just absolutely stumbled across that earlier today. The Pac-12 has won 18 College World Series titles, 12 of them by USC. Pitch low and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. SEC is second with 13. Of course, the Longhorns and LSU tied behind USC with 6 College World Series titles, but USC, of course, so dominant for so long. A dozen titles, twice as many as any other single team. Pitch drops down low, 3-0. So Ornelas, you would think, would have the green light, given his average and good judgment at the dish. Two on, two men down after the fly ball to left field. 3-0 count. Here's a stretch pitch. Got there. Called strike at the knees. 3-1. College World Series, always just such great stuff in Omaha. And it's just getting going here in 2022. Here's the stretch and pitch. That got there. Outside corner. Boy, just got the outside edge. 3-2 now. So the runners will go with the pitch. Count full. First and second. 5-3 Rockhounds. Bottom of the fourth inning. Well, this ball game has gone on a while. Again, that's just an observation. But especially, of course, during this season, after what the first weekend with the advent of the enforced pitch clock, you notice all the more, I think, a game that has taken a while. Runners go and a foul ball. That's a really good protective swing by Harris. That was probably ball four. But if it's probably, probably don't want to take it, and he just reached for it and volleyed it foul. So 3-2 again. Runners will return to first and second. They will again go with a pitch. tying runs on base. Go ahead, run at the plate. Ornelas waits, 3-2 count. The look at second, the stretch by Heiberger, and he falls down. And that is a balk. He fell down. He stumbled on something. We'll see if we get a look at it. You know, you do that at home, and fans feel for you. You do it on the road, and you're going to hear about it at least a little bit. Let's see. What you, oh, it slipped. Yeah, he's left. Sorry, his right foot. His right foot just slipped. Turned about 90 degrees. Got a great look at that. So now the count is still full. First base now open. Second and third. The pitch to Ornelas, and he bounced it foul. That really compounds the situation for Nick because you're facing a guy who, while he does have seven home runs, he can certainly get the ball out of the ballpark. But his average is what jumps out at you. And here a base hit almost assuredly ties the game. Ornelas waits, 3-2 again. Pitch by Heiberger, lifted in the air to center field, but with room and drifting back now and camping and waiting. And hauling it in is Austin Bett. So fly ball to center field, and Nick Heiberger gets out of it. One run allowed, one inherited runner scoring. So the Riders on the board again. We'll go to the bottom half of inning, top half of inning number five. The Riders in the last of the fourth score one run on a couple of base hits and a walk. We have played four. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 5, Riders 3.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
As we guessed, it is the end of the line for Jack Leiter on this night. He will go four innings in this game. Gave up only two hits, but they were costly base hits, a three-run home run and the two-run double. Five runs, two are earned, walked four, struck out six through three wild pitches, did Leiter. And Seth Nordlund relieves him and delivers a called strike to Logan Davidson. And we are playing ball here in the top half of inning number five. Rockhounds lead it by the score of 5-3. Logan swings, fouls it back. County is 0-2 against Seth Nordlund. Matt Milburn, 3 1/3, seven hits, three runs all earned, three walks, three strikeouts. Nordland's pitch, high and away, count 1-2. Davidson, Schwarz, and Ironman here in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. Series is tied at two games apiece. Season series, Frisco leads 6-4. Pitch way outside, that's a ball, two balls and two strikes. Logan reached on an error to left fielder Dustin Harris in the first and scored, struck out his last time up. Swing and a foul away. Count stays 2-2. Logan hitting from the left side. I guess, a mixed report card tonight for the Rangers' high prospect. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that ball hit in the air left center field, but it's Harris with plenty of room. He'll actually not drift very far into left center. It's straightaway left for Justin Harris. It's nothing, of course, like Amarillo, where we're looking at a game sideways, which is really an intriguing way to do a game on the radio, to have a perspective quite like that, where everything is, as they said in Alice in Wonderland, curiouser and curiouser. But we are up here a ways, and sometimes trajectory off the bat a little misleading, but that was easily handled by Harris in left field. One away for J.J. Schwarz. Swings and fouls the first pitch back, and the count is 0-1. So Jack Leiter, ERA really won't budge much. It comes down 9/100, so he's at, I guess, 1/10 of a point. Yeah, 5.64. He was at 5.75 coming in. Pitch misses here, one ball and one strike. And, of course, everybody, or most everybody, looks at the numbers, but the organization, of course, looks at what they see just in everything about Jack. Pitch drops low, two balls, one strike. Nobody on and one man down in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. Right-hander Seth Nordlund on in relief, delivers, and that'll find the heart of the plate of the knees. Count squares at 2-2. J.J., a walk and a run scored in the first. He came across on the Ironman home run. And struck out for the second out of the third inning. 1-2. Right-handed hitter waits. 2-2 pitch from Nordlund. Woo, way up and in. That one slipped off the fingertips. You can see that right away, high and tight. J.J. has reached base in seven straight games, and in fact, including the walk in this game, he's reached base in 17 of 18 games since joining the team. Swings and sends a line drive, but foul down the left field side. Into the seats in a hurry, or perhaps in the bullpen. Reliever about to make a friend from among a big group of kids wanting that foul ball. Love it. That's the one cool thing about the goofy place they put the bullpen is that fans can have a first-hand look, and as long as they behave themselves, it's cool interaction. Number foul at the plate. Count stays 3-2 to J.J. Seth Nordlund facing him. Nordlund out of Gateway J.C. in Arizona, 24-year-old, was a 13th-round choice, 2017 by the Rangers. 3-2 pitch. Rolled back up toward the shortstop. Ornelas will get it behind the bag and sidearms the throw for the out. Now J.J., a six-game hit streak on hold, did reach base back in the first and scored. And now Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy, a three-run home run in the first, his second home run of this series. Again, he came back from just being out of the lineup and sideline, wasn't on the injured list, but it was a hip flexor that was bothering him. Takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. 1-2 with a three-run homer. 11 homers and 32 runs driven in. Right-handed hitter. Chokes up on that bat a little bit. Swings and bounces one toward the first baseman. Hare will make the play. High throw! And up and pulled Nordlund off the bag. That'll be an error on Trey Hare. Tried to underhand to the pitcher, and boy, Nordlund did a great job trying to handle that. He was full tilt boogie toward the bag, and he leaped in the air and then tried to come down and hit the bag, but he couldn't make the play, so the error most certainly will go on Trey Hare. Big old bouncer. I'm going to watch it again, and the apple was just high, and Nordlund no chance to come down on the bag. We'll confirm it, but one would think that will go, yep, a throwing error on first baseman Trey Hare. Marty Bikina stands in, takes down and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Marty, again, reached his last time up on catcher's interference, so he is 0-1, popped out to second base in the first inning. First two runners reached in that inning without benefit of a base hit. Pitch low and away, ball two. And that one did get back to the screen. Another wild pitch. Down to second base goes Jeremy Ironman. That is the fourth wild pitch on the Riders. Again, Jack Leiter had three of them. I don't know if William Simonite would have scored from first base on the Chase Calabwee double. I would assume he would have because there were two men out of the inning. But it might have been questionable. But he advanced after walking in the fourth on the third of Leiter's three wild pitches, and that allowed him to score with ease on the double. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-1 now to Marty Bikina. One on and two out in the Rockhounds' fifth inning. Hounds lead the Riders 5-3. Bikina waits, count 2-1. Takes outside for a ball, three balls, and one strike to count. William Simonite would be next if Marty extends the inning. Hitters count 3-1, stretched by Nordlund. Right-hander looks at second, comes to the plate. Just outside, ball four. So Marty Bikina draws a base on balls. Two on, two men down for William Simonite. Seth Nordlund in 16 outings on this season, a very good 3.28 earned run average. 35 and two-thirds, 32 base hits, solid number there. 12 walks, 35 strikeouts, about a 3-1 ratio, so good numbers all the way around. Pitch down and away, though, for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The whip at only 1.23. Opposition, 239 against him. That's a really good stat line for Seth Nordlund. Well, we get the HD look, as mentioned here, with the technology in Frisco. And, man, it is a warm, humid night. Guys are wearing it out there. It's called strike to William Simonite. One ball, one strike. Sky is an evening blue-gray. Clouds have pretty well parted. We were under a bit of a cloud cover for a while. Drop or two of rain late afternoon. Pitch, bounced foul at the plate. And to count, a ball and two strikes. William Simonite moves 0-for-1. He walked and scored, as mentioned, in the fourth inning. Been really solid of late, last seven games coming into this one at 3.07. 4.38 on base percentage in that seven-game span, and he's walked here in this one. Right-handed hitter, he's the first baseman. Swings ground ball to the shortstop, Ornelas. He'll go the short way, and boy, that's just barely in time, but the out is recorded. Inning is over on the 6-4 put out. Rockhounds, no runs or hits, one error, and one man left on base. Hounds still have only two hits in this game. In fact, Frisco has more errors than around. Rockhounds have base hits. So we have reached the midpoint point of this ball game, and after the top half of the fifth, our Village Car Wash score remains Hounds 5, Riders 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, and I'm not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last half of the fifth, and Trey Hare will lead it off. Well, this guy is really dangerous. He is swinging the bat for power of late. Pitch off the outside corner from Nick Heiberger for a ball. was visiting with Zach Bigley, the old voice of the Rough Riders, and we were talking about Trey Hare, the batter, takes outside ball two. He hit home runs in five consecutive games at Amarillo, the first five games of that series. And that's pretty impressive. The pitch just outside, that's ball three, 3-0. They were all, as was his home run last night, opposite field. But as Zach said, and he kind of chuckled, he said they were Amarillo Hodgetown home runs. The pitch down and in. Boy, four pitch walk. And again, for Nick, that's simply put, that's the number that you look at. That's the stat column that jumps out at you, the bases on balls. So a leadoff walk in a two-run ball game, and that'll put the tying run on, and tying run rather at home plate. Kellen Strom, who is 1-for-1 with a single and a walk, and has been good in this series, has the Frisco DH. Now, apparently, Trey Hare found that left field corner in Amarillo about five different times, but homers in five straight games. That's impressive, even if you put a little gentle asterisk next to it, being at Hodgetown. And yes, you do. The pitch on the way is down and away for a ball. The Riders had 17 home runs in that series. And I know we talk about it a lot, but Hodgetown, that's just in terms of offense, in terms of the ballpark's influence, it is like no other in the league. And like very few in the minors, in fact, anymore. Pitch down the middle, but low, 3-0, and that's seven in a row now to start the inning. Out of the zone, so Nick will pitch it with the baseball a bit. Rockhounds in the bright orange jerseys. Blue lettering and numbers. Pitch down and away, ball four, and oh my goodness, the tying runs are on base on eight pitches. It's always important to say because, of course, fans, if you're at home, of course, somebody now will yell, "We'll just throw strikes." And I always like to counter, "Well, that's never occurred to Nick. He wasn't even thinking of that." Yeah, right. But it's frustrating. Back-to-back walks, and when walks become an issue, it's frustrating as a fan. We know that. As a broadcaster, it's frustrating. A manager, coach, pitching coach, whatever. But it's most frustrating for the guy on the mound because he certainly doesn't need anybody yelling at him to throw strikes. He knows, and that's what he has in mind. J.J. is going to wander out, and here comes Chris Smith now, Rockhounds pitching coach. So Chris just pat on the shoulder, talking to both guys. So it's two on, it's nobody down. Tying runs are on base. Michael Danielak begins to warm in the bullpen. Boy, I was about to peer down and actually recognize Michael, but about the time I did, they put a little inset photo. They've got a camera down there, so with this fancy Dan technology they have here in Frisco, I'm going to stop making fun of it. It's pretty cool stuff. Boy, it's changed a whole bunch since you and I started this journey in 1992. Yeah, used to be index cards and field glasses. Now here is Jax Biggers. He looks to bunt and takes just low and away, ball one. Jax has bounced into a double play and bounced out to the pitcher, 0-for-2. Oh boy, the Riders in business, two on, nobody down. Nick Heiberger comes set, looks at the runner at second, fastball down, low, ball two. This is one of those times, and I think it's just such a unique part of the sport of baseball, and every sport has those little cameos within the game the way the game's played. Pitch down the middle, that's a strike. When you are struggling to throw strikes in particular, that pitcher's mound, that big old circle right in the middle of the diamond, has got to be just the loneliest place on earth, and you just feel like every eye is on you, and of course, yeah, pretty much are. 2-1 pitch, lifted in the air, left center field, not deep. Bikina coming on. Marty makes the catch. Runners will hold. With that out, when that fly ball found the glove of Marty Bikina, that had to be exhale time for Nick. 2-1, one man down. Josh Stowers will be the batter. He has bounced to third, walked and scored in two trips. Hounds 5, Riders 3, 2-1 and 1 down, last of the sixth inning. San Antonio is busted out over Amarillo now. 5-1 is that score. Wichita leads Tulsa 1-0 in the sixth. Boy, that is a big series and another heck of a game. Pitch inside, ball one to Josh Stowers. But Arkansas is trailing. Northwest Arkansas, a 7-run second inning. They lead 7-0 in the top of the fifth. Pitch swung on, line drive, right side, base hit. That is going to load him up. Getting there in a hurry is Shane Selman, but the bases are loaded. Josh Stowers goes opposite way, singles to right field, and that'll load the bases with one man down. So the batter will be Matt Watley, the catcher. Watching a replay on Stowers. He just stayed inside it and drove it. Now here comes Bobby. So, boy, you want to be a relief pitcher, huh? Michael Danielak is about to come into the game with the bases loaded, one man down in a 2-run ball game. So Michael Danielak will come on. It's Watley, then the top of the order. J.P. Martinez, who has been very tough on the Rockhounds overall. So Nick Heiberger got the last two outs of the fourth. He gets one out here, so over the fourth and fifth goes one inning. He gives up two base hits. No runs at this point, but he is responsible for all three men on base. And they are there with just one man down. Two walks, no strikeouts. And Michael Danielak will relieve him here in the last half of the fifth inning. We'll check those scores for you. Arkansas is now trailing. They have been just off the charts hot of late. They were really just on the fringe of the pennant race. They're only one game out. They're actually in second place. Was looking at the North Division. If Wichita were to win and Arkansas were to win, you would have basically three teams within a half game of one another in the North. That is going to be a crazy week. And again, Tulsa comes to Momentum Bank Ballpark. Arkansas will face Frisco, and San Antonio plays Wichita. That's going to be a crazy final week of the first half. That Wichita-Tulsa game at One Oak Field is in the top of the seventh inning, and has just gone to the bottom of the seventh. Tulsa with one man on, one man out. Trailing 1-0 are the Drillers. But San Antonio leading Amarillo 5-1. And of course the Missions have, well, they've got things in their own hands. They control their first half playoff destiny. We shall see. Two 69 game halves this season. Going back to that most familiar order to the season. Rockhounds coming home on Tuesday to face the Tulsa Drillers. It'll be two 6-game series. And I remind you that the second of those sets will end on Independence Day weekend, which is July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The Hounds will then go to the beach on the 4th, traveling to Corpus Christi. But July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, along with 1 week from tonight, fireworks at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So the 25th of June, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July. First pitch swing, Matt Watley pops it up. Shortstop Davidson has it. One pitch, and Watley pops out, so the bases are loaded, but now two men down. Michael Danielak delivering the first delivery and delivering the delivery, which is a good thing to do with a delivery, and a pop out by Watley. And now it is bases loaded, two men down, and J.P. Martinez is the batter. Left-handed hitter, 1-for-3. 5-3 Hounds, bases full. Pitch by Michael, strike called outside corner, 0-1. Martinez, 289 on the season. Hitting right about 340 against the Hounds. Bases full, two men down, stretch in, pitch by Danielak. Fastball down and in, and good stop by J.J. Schwartz behind the plate. One ball, one strike. That was down around the shoe tops. Martinez taps the plate. Danielak set. Tall right-hander stretches, delivers, pitch again in the dirt. Again blocked by J.J. Two balls and one strike. Sky, deep, dark, midnight blue all the way around us now. Boy, this ball game is only in the fifth inning, and it is sneaking up on its second hour. I say that only because a lot of baseball has been played. Neither team has gone in order in this game. Danielak's pitch. Down low, ball three. So now, well, that was interesting. Just I'm saying the clouds are going by. The folks in the audio video room caught a little bolt of lightning. 3-1, pitch by Danielak is downstairs, ball four, and that'll force home a run. 5-4 is the score. Bases loaded, walk. Boy, got a pop out on the first pitch and went 0-1 to Martinez. And walked him on the next four. So three walks and a single in this inning. The run is charged to Nick Heiberger. And now here is Justin Foscue, who is 1-for-1 with a hit by pitch, a walk, and a single with an RBI. Checks his swing. Did he go? Appeal, and he did. So Foscue, a check swing strike. It's 0-1. Drove home a run with a single in the fourth. It is 5-4, Rockhounds. Bases still loaded. Danielak's pitch. Down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. And first two batters of the inning reached on walks, a total of eight pitches. Then a one-out single by Stowers loaded him. Pop out by Watley, but a bases loaded walk to J.P. Martinez. 5-4, bases full. Pitch takes flight. Just outside, off the corner, 2-1. Foscue, right-handed hitter, 256 average, RBI was his 23rd. Pitch by Danielak, that is outside on the corner. Boy, everybody in the building kind of, I think, surprised by that call. Just a little bit of a delay call from Ray Patchen. Pitch just got there, 2-2 the count. Runners there leads, Danielak's 2-2 pitch. Bounced foul. It was out in front of that. Might have been fooled by the pitch a bit. 2-2. By the way, Tulsa just scored a couple, so the Drillers now lead Wichita 2-1 in the seventh inning of that huge series. Bases full, 2-2 count. Danielak's pitch swung on, lifted in the air, left field toward the corner. It is high and deep. The question is fair or foul, and it is a foul ball. Crowd, of course, will boo. Many of them 400 feet away from the ball, but we will get a second look at it here. Boy, let's see how close that one came. Boy, high and deep, left field corner, let's see. Yep, it was foul, and rather clearly so. When I say clearly, about 6 feet, but we could see it bounce. Really good camera work. Ball bounced on the concourse wide of the foul pole. Well, Justin was going to do a little Carlton Fisk number for just a moment there as well as he turned kind of the way Fisk did in that famous World Series home run at Fenway, of course, trying to keep it fair. Still 2-2. Bases, remember, are still loaded. 5-4 Hounds, pitch to the plate, foul back, do it again on two balls, two strikes. So Foscue really doing battle. That's just been the nature of this game. Really kind of an omen when you go back and look at it. Chase Calabuig, the first batter up in this game, he struck out, but it took 10 pitches. Here is the stretch and delivery by Danielak, and that is just outside, and Danielak was off the base of the mound, thought he had a strikeout. He turns, not saying anything to the umpire. He had his back turned to home plate, and I don't know what he said, but the camera was on him, and his mouth, his lips were moving. He was not happy. Oh, that was close. Count is full, base is full, 5-4 game, pitch swung on, rip foul. Ooh, look out into the seats. Boy, I mean, that was a line drive. So this, by my count, will be the 10th pitch, and I might be shorting him one. The count full, bases full, two men out, 5-4 Rockhounds. Foscue waits, Danielak's pitch, punched foul again. So Foscue and Danielak absolutely doing battle. Another double. Oh, kid made the catch on the carom. They had a camera on him. Who's running this camera? Steven Spielberg? My goodness, they got the foul ball in the ice cream stand earlier. They had the flash of lightning. They got the kid catching the ball on the carom all on camera. Delivery swung on. Fly ball center field with room. Austin back in the inning is over. Boy, that was one long inning with a whole big bunch going on. It's one run on one hit, three walks, no errors, and three men are left on base. Well, in this brand new era, which is, see, what's about, 50 games old, 55 games old, don't get many of these. We are only through five innings, and after five complete, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5 and the Rough Riders 4.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center.
And I'm going to interrupt myself right here because I just pressed the wrong button. You know how you score that? You have your scorecard right there? Do you? Okay, that's E-B, error. Broadcaster, 5-4 Hounds after 5.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
We go to the top half of the sixth in the Metroplex. And the first pitch of the inning right down the middle of Shane Selman called strike. So Seth Nordlund back to work. 5-4 Hounds, line score coming. Shane Selman, right-handed hitter at the plate. Pitch by Nordlund, rolled out toward third base. Charging, making the play, off-balance throw in time nicely. Handled by Jax Biggers for the out. Boy, that ball was a little tapper. It was really between third and short. Biggers ranged to his left on the edge of the infield grass, made an off-balance throw. And that was just in time. Good play by Biggers, one man down in the sixth. Rockhound, strange line. Five runs, two hits, no errors, 5-2 and 0. Frisco, four runs, nine hits, but three errors for 9-3. Austin Beck takes high and in. One ball, no strikes. The two hits have produced all five runs. Jeremy Ironman, a three-run homer in the first. Chase Calabwig, two-run double in the fourth. Pitch will find the inside corner for a strike, and the count is 1-1. Batter is Austin Beck. Chase Calabwig waiting on deck. Hounds have not trailed in this game. Backup pitch, that will get there, called strike two. Off-speed delivery that is floated in over the inside corner. Riders, a two-run single from Dustin Harris in the third. There's a swing and a miss, and Austin out on strikes. You know, he has found the sledding difficult at the plate at double A now. Austin, 1-15. Since joining the Rockhounds. Of course, that's just part of the process, too. Now it's just good old-fashioned fastball, man. That was pure heat. Top of the order, Chase Calabwig. Now, this game is at a pace we have not seen in a long time. Pitch drops low for a ball, 1-0. And it's just a great tribute to this new system with the pitch clock, which I sure hope catches on at the big league level. There's a chopper out towards second. Going to be an easy inning. Foscue flips across his body, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. And, again, this game has taken a while. A lot of deep counts, a lot of base runners. And, by an indication, that is the first time in this game either team has gone in order. The Rockhounds do here in the top half of the sixth inning. So it remains a one-run ball game to the last of the sixth in the Metroplex. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Riders 4.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
One-run ball game in Frisco, Rockhounds 5 and the Riders 4. Michael Danielak will face Dustin Harris. He leads it off in the bottom of the sixth inning. Michael's first pitch swung on a towering fly ball, left center field, not deep. Austin Beck is there and makes the catch. And a bit of breeze has kicked up. It's not real strong, but it looked like it might have pushed that ball a little bit. Austin kind of put on the brakes real quickly and reset himself. But a first pitch swing and a fly ball out center here in the sixth inning. Jonathan Ornelas is the batter, and boy, it's a little scary when he's 0 for 3 because he doesn't go 0 for 4 very often. Right-handed hitter at the dish with Trey Hare waiting on deck. Michael Danielak, third pitcher of the night for the Hounds, and finds the outside corner. It's 0-1. Ornelas bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the first. He struck out in the third and flew out to deep center to end the fourth inning. Takes way low and outside for a ball. Count is one ball and one strike. Hounds with a one-run advantage. Season series, 6-4 Frisco. This series is 2-2. A swing and a miss. A good off-speed pitch, and the count is 1-2. Ornelas way out in front of that. Michael Danielak. Right-hander making his 20th appearance of the year for the Rockhounds, a 5.57 earned run average. Tall right-hander delivers and drops that one down and away. It's 2-2. Michael in 32 and a third innings, 38 base hits, 14 walks, 24 strikeouts. So the whip a little high at 1.61. That's such a good indicator, and he throws a perfect pitch here. Boy, back up, off-speed pitch, inside corner at the knees, called third strike, and that against a really good hitter. So Ornelas is out. Strikeout from Michael, two men down, and here is Trey Hare. The bunt single, he's bounced to second and walked and scored as the longtime independent ball player. Former Reyes farmhand from a while back. Pitches up and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Trey Hare, left-handed hitter. And homered last night. He has home runs in six of his last eight games. We mentioned the home runs he hit in Amarillo. Swings and fouls it away. One ball, one strike. So there is just that little bit of an asterisk by it. But you hit home runs in five straight games, and you're swinging the bat, and you're swinging it well. One ball, one strike, nobody on, and two men out. Pitch swung on, it popped up. Center field, it'll carry a little bit, not a lot. Beck is there. Ball carries more than I thought it did, but it's routine in the center field. So each team, for the first time in this game, each team goes up and down in order. So we are bound for the seventh inning stretch. And as they get set to drag the infield here in Frisco, on Saturday Night Baseball in the Metroplex Village Car Wash. Score, Hounds 5, Riders 4.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Top of the seventh, Rockhounds 5 and the Rough Riders 4. Brett Harris will lead it off. Logan Davidson and J.J. Schwarz will follow. And Seth Nordlund, who came on in relief of Jack Leiter, who got the start this evening. Nordlund back now for his third inning of work. And a first pitch swing and a drive down the line. Fair ball into the left field corner. Brett Harris, Rockhounds will have three hits is all in this game, but they are all for extras. Boy, Brett Harris, he had reached base. He walked and struck out twice, but drives a double into the left field corner. Well, I know this is only 18 games, but, boy, he has shown to be a guy that's really tough to keep off that stat sheet is Brett Harris. Came in at 333, and he's 1-for-3 with a double. He's also walked. So now here's Logan Davidson, Rockhounds with a runner in scoring position. Nobody down. Rockhounds have had some leadoff guys on in this game. Pitch misses from Nordlund, and that's going to bring Matt Watley out to the mound. Matt, by the way, if you're a Rangers fan, is not hitting for great average, but Watley is the top defensive catcher as rated by Baseball America in the Texas Rangers system. So he goes out and just thought it was time to settle down Seth Nordlund a bit. One ball, no strikes to Logan. He's reached on an error and scored, struck out and flown to left. Mentioned sometimes just different teams, different pitching staffs are tough or have success against just a certain hitter. Logan just 1-for-17 against the Riders. Swings, ground ball right side. That'll be easily gobbled up by Foscue. Flip to first, but that's a productive out. Pulls it to the right side of the infield. That allows Harris to get to third with one man down. That will be J.J. Schwarz. J.J. walked and scored in the first. He has struck out and bounced out since. So does not have a hit in the game, but has reached base now in this one with a walk, so he's on base in his last seven. Right-handed hitter, runner at third, infield is in. Pitch low and outside from the right-hander Nordlund, one ball, no strikes. There is activity in the Riders bullpen. Nordlund in his third inning of work out of the bullpen. Pitch just missed the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Jeremy Ironman waiting on deck. Hounds have only three hits in this game. The first two producing the five runs on the board. Three-run homer by Jeremy Ironman. Two-run double by Caleb Weig. Pitch low, ball three, 3-0. And now a double from Brett Harris leading off the seventh. Hounds have led by scores of 3-0 and 5-2, so they've had a couple of three-run leads. Each time the Riders have come back to make it 3-2 and now 5-4. 3-0 pitch. Oh, up high, ball four. And so it's first and third. Second walk issued by Nordlund. And that will bring up Jeremy Ironman. Three-run homer, bounced to short and reached on an error, 1-for-3. maybe off by one game on this stat, but and Jeremy hitting for a fairly low average, but he has shown the pop that we knew was in the bat. And including this game, has 16 RBIs in his last 18 games. That might be 19, but that's still a pretty good number. Pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-1. I glanced at that number on the sheet that I keep, and I'm not sure I included last night's game. And it goes back away because he missed 2 weeks of being sidelined, but we've seen some good things at the dish from Jeremy Ironman. Right-handed hitter waits, swings, sends a high fly ball left center field. This is well struck. Anybody going to get to it? Looks like Martinez. He dives. Can he make the play? Maybe yes or no. There's no indication yet. Yes, he did. Boy, the umpire took his sweet time calling that out. J.P. Martinez, and he is slow getting up, made a diving catch in deep left center field. Second out of this inning. Going to look at it again on the replay. Again, it's right in front of the really bright outfield board. But, yep, he got it cleanly. He rolled over. Boy, threw the ball back in, and then got up and looked like, not sure exactly, maybe he's bending over now, and his hands are on his knees. He's kind of rubbing at his left eye. Don't know if he maybe got something in his eye. He made the diving catch, rolled over, then came up and threw the ball back in. Umpire gave no indication. Bobby Crosby's asking our umpire something about it as well. The catch was made cleanly. I'm going to get the athletic trainer out to look at him. He said, yeah, left eye. It's something with his left eye. He dove onto the grass, made the catch, as I said. Now, he got up and did throw the ball back in and then went back down to his haunches. So, when he made that dive, it looks like maybe got something in the eye, so he gets some eye drops and try to help with that. Meantime, Bobby is talking with our third base umpire, crew chief Isaias Barba. I don't know exactly what Bobby's contention might be. Catch was cleanly made, though. That was an absolute beauty. So it's Martinez, the center fielder, making the diving catch in left center. Two down in the inning. Hounds leading the game by the score of 5-4. Athletic trainer still out there and attending to J.P. Martinez. Now he will depart. Ichi Takazawa is the trainer, not listed as athletic trainer. If he was, I would say that because there is a distinction there, athletic trainer and trainer. Being an athletic trainer requires a bit of additional education. Thank you very kindly. And if you do that and you accomplish that, you should gain that title. I learned that 20-plus years ago. Marty Bakina is the batter. And forgive me, you know, sometimes the stuff you're looking at, I'm looking at Martinez as Bakina takes a strike. That is, of course, a sacrifice fly. The runner, Harris, scored from third. Please pardon that. My goodness. So Ironman with another RBI, swinging a foul away. I'm watching Martinez to see if he made the catch. Forgot all about the fact that Brett Harris was all by his lonesome at third base, scored with ease. So sacrifice fly, RBI for Jeremy, 6-4. Is the score. Brett Harris with that leadoff double turns out to be big. Here's a line drive down the left field line. Marty Bakina jumping all over that. Getting over in a hurry is Harris. He'll cut it off, limit Marty to a single. Stopping at second is Schwartz. So the Rockhounds get their fourth base hit of the game, their second of this inning. Good hustle by Harris. That ball was sharply hit toward the left field corner. So the Hounds do not squander the leadoff double. That is going to be it. Again, a pitching change, Jared Gettert will come on out. So in this inning, and let's recap it, and this time we'll include the run, which obviously Brett Harris scored with ease when the diving catch was made. The question was whether or not Martinez caught it, and usually you get the indication from the umpire nearest that he will raise the fist in the air and said, yeah, I got the out. And that signal was not given immediately, so wanted to make sure that Martinez had made the catch, which it turns out he did. But obviously Harris scoring very easily. So 6-4 the score. Hounds didn't score last night. I better not overlook any runs put on the board tonight. So that'll be it for Seth Nordlund. He will go 2 2/3 innings. We'll give up a run. Rockhounds have not trailed in this game, but Frisco has kept it close all the way, trailing 3-0 and 5-2. They've gotten within one run twice, and now that advantage goes back to a pair. So the Riders will go to the bullpen, and they will get left-hander Grant Wolfram on the pitch. Big, tall lefty from Hamilton, Michigan. Goes in at 6'8". There's Grant Wolfram. He will inherit runners at first and second. There are two men down in the inning. As he comes on in the seventh, Rockhounds now lead by two runs. The batter will be William Simonite, who has walked and scored in this game. So Wolfram will come on here in the seventh inning. On the way, by the way, a little goofy trivia on our non-Googleable. I will just tease you a little bit with this. One of my favorites, it didn't happen all that long ago, but one of the stranger personnel moves in Major League Baseball history on the way on non-Googleable trivia. Hounds and Riders tomorrow evening at 6:05 to conclude this series. Monday, of course, a league-wide off day, which is nice. And on Tuesday, Rockhounds will host the Tulsa Drillers, first of six games. And then the San Antonio Missions will come to town to start the second half of the 2022 season. William Simonite will be the batter. 2 on, 2 out, 6-4 Rockhounds to emphasize the correct score. And a called strike right down the middle from the left-hander Wolfram. Base runners belong to Seth Nordlund. Pekina at first, Schwarz at second. Stretch and pitch, and that'll miss down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. William Simonite walked in the fourth and scored, scoring on the two-run Calabuig double. Look out at second base. The left-hander delivers, and a swing and a miss. Pitch down and away, and Simonite with a big cut at that. Grant Wolfram out of Holland, Michigan. And went to Davenport College in Davenport, Michigan. Well, they just absolutely come from all over. Schools large, small, and everywhere in between. Rangers got him in the 18th round in 2018. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Tapper back to the mound. Handled by the left-hander. Throws low, but it's there and handled. So the inning is over, but the Rockhounds get a leadoff double from Brett Harris. And Jeremy Ironman's fourth RBI of this game. He had a three-run homer and a sacrifice fly now here in the seventh. And that will expand the Rockhounds' lead to a two-run advantage. Seventh inning stretch time here in Frisco, Texas. Village Car Wash score at taking out to the ballgame time. Rockhounds 6 and Frisco 4.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Michael Danielak will go back to the mound for the bottom half of the seventh. Rockhounds expand the lead now to a two-run advantage, a 6-4 score. Jeremy Ironman has driven in four of the Rockhounds' six runs. Chase Calabuig, the other two. Personnel decisions are always interesting, of course, in the world of baseball, and this one of the more interesting in recent years. 2010, the Pittsburgh Pirates fired who? Did they fire the organist, a beer vendor, or a Polish dumpling? On this date, 2010, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they fired who? They fired what? Did they fire their organist? Did they fire a beer vendor, or did they fire a Polish dumpling? The answer on the way, non-Googleable style, here from Frisco, Saturday Night Baseball. Organist, beer vendor, or Polish dumpling? And again, the crazy thing is, of course, that one of those answers is actually correct, and it would be the latter. They fired a Polish dumpling, a pierogi, although Wikipedia doesn't really agree with the Pittsburgh Pirates' assessment of what a pierogi is, but we'll leave that to them as Kellen Strom takes a strike in the outside corner. Strom then Biggers and Stores in the seventh. Michael Danielak delivers up and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Kellen Strom, one for one, on base all three times. One single, two walks. Takes low and away for a ball, 2-1. Two-run ball game, seventh inning. Well, the Pirates have this deal they do. I don't know if they still do, but it was big stuff at their beautiful ballpark. That's supposed to be a gorgeous yard in Pittsburgh. Swinging a fly ball, center field, going back is Beck. He is still going back. He looks up, that ball over his head, and that's going to find the base of the wall in center field. Strom will hold at second base. Well, then he's 409 to straightaway center field. That ball bounced one time and hit the 409 sign. That ball was drilled. Leadoff double to center field, and just that quickly, boy, the Riders just not letting the Hounds get away. So runner in scoring position, nobody out. Jax Biggers, who is 0 for 3. That hadn't happened much since he joined the ball club from Arizona after having to stay back and extended to deal with injury. Leg injury, I believe. Biggers has bounced into a double play, tapped to the pitcher and flown out to left fielder Marty Bikina. In the seventh inning, it's the Rockhounds 6 and Frisco 4, one on, nobody down. Jax Biggers is a left-handed hitter. Danielak's pitch is lifted high in the air and foul off to the left. Well, at Pittsburgh, they've got this thing they call the pierogi race. Now, the pierogi is, according to Wikipedia, is a Polish dumpling. I have heard of it, but I have never consumed one, so I looked it up. And it doesn't look much like anything that they have running in their race. And it's referred to as a sausage, which doesn't make much sense. But they call it the pierogi race, and it's cool. Pitch down low for a ball. One of the competitors, there are five of them. They include, by the way, I don't know all five, but they include Potato Pete and Sauerkraut Saul. Well, one of the five was a troublemaker. Here's a swing that fell straight back. It's 1-2. One of the pierogies, the guy in the suit, apparently went on Facebook and was really critical of the Pirates team upper management. And the Pirates took offense at that. The kid in the pierogi suit was 24 years of age, and so he was ranting and raving on Facebook about the Pirates' management. Line drive, got a chance, right center field, base hit. That will put runners at the corners. That pitch, and I want to get another look at it, I think Biggers really reached for that. It was middle out, and he yanked it into shallow right field, and the Riders are in business. Going to get a look at this pitch here. Look, it was middle out. Reached for it, soft line drive, right field, base hit, first and third. So on the little flare base hit, it's now 2-1 and nobody down, tying runs on base. Batter Josh Stowers with Matt Watley on deck. Stowers is 1 for 2. He's walked and scored, he's singled, and back in the second inning, bounced out to third. 6-4 Hounds, but 2-1, nobody out for Frisco. A big game for the Riders if they're going to hang with San Antonio in the South. The pitch, did he go? Appeal, and whoa, he went. That will not be popular. Casey James said he went around. Check swing strike to Stowers, 0-1. Josh now looks to punt pitch on it, got back to the screen. It's a 6-5 game with another runner in scoring position. So Michael Danielak let one go there, and scoring from third is Strom, and it's 6-5. And the ball just absolutely got away. It's down and away. I don't know if they've scored it yet, but almost assuredly that'll be a wild pitch. And it's 6-5, and down to second base goes Biggers. Still nobody out. 1-1 count. Pitch to Stowers, down and away, and it's 2 balls and a strike. One at Hounds lead now is hanging by a thread, tying run, scoring position. Danielak to look out at second base. Michaels pitch ground ball down the line, but foul wide at third. Boy, it looked like he was late getting around to that ball, or at least kind of initiated the swing late. But, boy, he got around on it and fouled it wide at third. Stowers at the plate, Watley on deck, then back to the top of the order for J.P. Martinez. Last of the seventh, 6-5, again, a one-run game. And Danielak will step off. Really good bunch on hand here in Frisco. Again, for whatever the reason, third base side is basically, well, it's not packed, but it's close. Right field side about half full. Pitch swung on, fouled back. Count 2-2 is the biggest ballpark in the Texas League. Wichita would be right with them as well. Of course, that ballpark was built to AAA standards. So Wichita and Frisco, the two biggest in terms of seating capacity. And a good bunch here on Saturday. The stretch and pitch by Danielak. Swung on, drilled into left field. Pequina coming on, and he'll make the catch. Line drive, but might have gotten in on him a little bit. Line drive to left field. One man down, no damage done, one away. Oh, the pierogi kid. The pierogi kid went on Facebook and was really critical of the Pirates, so they fired him. They fired the pierogi. They fired the Polish dumpling. The kid was then offered a job with the Washington Wild Things of the Independent Frontier League. Apparently, they have a hot dog race, and knowing his vast resume and his accomplishments as part of the pierogi race, the independent team offered him a job. Matt Watley takes strike of the knees outside corner 0-1. It's always nice, you know, you don't want to be an unemployed pierogi for long. But instead of having to go the independent route, that would be a long way down from the big leagues, the Pirates decided they gave him another chance and they rehired the pierogi. The stretch in. Personnel pitch outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. You know, in the midst of managing, well, it depends on the team, of course, but payrolls in the millions or billions or whatever, somewhere in between, you fire a pierogi and then rehire him. My favorite part of that whole deal is a pierogi at a Facebook page. Pitch is a called strike at the knees on the outside corner. It's 1-2. And he may be a really quick pierogi, and I'm sure he's very athletic to run in the pierogi race, but he's not very bright. Yeah, that's good. You work for a major league. You know, just because you wear a suit and run in the pierogi race, they know who you are. They have your employment records. Not a good idea to criticize the management. One ball, two strikes. Watley waits. The pitch to the dirt. Blocked. Good block by J.J. Schwarz. Two balls, two strikes. Tying run in scoring position. Last of the seventh. Non-Googleable trivia. Rockhounds Baseball brought your way by Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. 6:05 will be our start time tomorrow. Then after the Monday off day, head back home. Sounds nice. Get to stay a while. Two balls, two strikes. Stretch and pitch. Got him. High strike. Watley disagrees clearly. Not going to say anything, but body language will speak. And, of course, Matt is the catcher. Always that inference. Just make sure my guy gets that same pitch, or I will remind you. So it is two men down. There is activity now in the Hounds bullpen. Michael Danielak came on in the fifth, still pitching here in the seventh. Tying run, scoring position, J.P. Martinez, 1-for-3, single, two strikeouts and a base on balls. Swings and sends a high pop-up, right side, Jeremy Eierman. Edge of the grass, he's got it. Inning is over. So Michael Danielak gives up one, but he hangs on to the lead. One run on a couple of base hits, and a wild pitch will bring the run home. No errors, and there's one man left on base and left in scoring position. After seven in Frisco, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 6-5.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges.
In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you will find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you will find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We played 7 in Frisco, and the Rockhounds lead it 6-5. Boy, in a game that we've seen the pattern. Rockhounds have taken a lead of up to 3 runs a couple of times. Riders have come back to get within 1 at 3-2, 5-4, and now 6-5. So through 7 innings, the Rockhounds have 6 runs on 4 base hits. They have not committed an error, 6-4-0. Frisco has 5 runs, 11 hits, but 3 errors. Hounds have left 7. Riders have left 11. Grant Wolfram delivers inside to Shane Selman for ball 1. Shane, a walk and a steal in the second inning. He's fouled out to the catcher and bounced to third on a very good play by Jax Biggers since. Top of the 8th inning, 6-5 Hounds. Game 5 of a 6-gamer. Pitch bends over the inside corner. Boy, just got there. 1 ball, 1 strike. This series, the 6-game set in Frisco, is tied at 2 games apiece. Wolfram's pitch, trying to work the outside corner, but it's down and away, and it's 2-1. Tulsa has defeated Wichita 2-1. Wind surge now 2.5 games out. Boy, tomorrow becomes huge for both teams. Ground ball sharply hit to third, but handled by Biggers. The throw is in plenty of time. And Shane Selman still looking for his first base hit against the Riders, but hit that ball sharply. It was just right at the third baseman. Also on the board, let's check San Antonio. Boy, they have just closed it out. They have defeated Amarillo 11-2. Right now, the San Antonio Missions are huge Rockhounds fans. They have extended their lead now to 4 games over Amarillo. Here is Austin Beck. Takes down and in for a ball. Nobody on, 1 out in the 8th inning. Coming into play today, San Antonio led Frisco by 2, Amarillo by 3, Rockhounds by 5. And that's getting to be prohibitive, certainly, all the way around. Swinging a pop foul out of play. Count is 1-1. So if this score were to hold, San Antonio would have a 3-game lead with just 7 games remaining. But again, next week's schedule is more than a little bit interesting, just the way the matchups roll around. Pitch to the outside corner is just wide, and the count goes 2-1. The Hounds, of course, have 3 teams ahead of them, so you're not going to make up 5 games in a span of 8 games overall. Not going to make up 5 games in the standings. Just not going to happen. Ground ball up middle. Got a chance. Going to be knocked down by the second baseman. Throws across his body. And is it in time? Nope. Not quite. What a great play by Foscue. Ranged behind the bag at second base. Threw back across his body. And just missed getting him. Austin Beck just barely beat it. And let's get a look. He was, boy, I mean, well under the outfield grass. Threw back across his body. Boy, and that's close. That is close. If that is in the big leagues, either way, I think the team that didn't get the call they wanted would probably have asked for a review. That's how good that play was. So a base hit for Austin Beck, his second since joining the Rockhounds. Pitch drops down, low ball one to Chase Calabrese. Chase just 1-for-4, but the one was, well, very big, most importantly, drove in 2 runs, and also because it extended a hit streak to 8 games. 1-for-4 with the 2-run double, 1 on and 1 man out. Boy, that was a good play by Foscue. Pitch down and away, ball 2-0. I don't know the name of the Arkansas shortstop, the University of Arkansas shortstop, but he made a play in the last of the 9th inning against Stanford today with the score 17-2. Made as good a play as you will see anywhere in baseball, flat guaranteed today. You get a chance, check it out. Pitch up and in. Boy, that'll bend him back. 3 balls, no strikes. The play that Foscue made was similar. He ranged to the shortstop side of the bag and onto the outfield grass to make that play. And just missed getting the out. Fastball strike, 3-1 to Chase. Rhett Harris waiting on deck. Hounds 6, Riders 5. So as mentioned, if this score stands, and I'm putting the if out there, because it's a one-run game, but that would give San Antonio a three-game lead with 7 to go. Swinging a foul back, 3-2. But the Missions play Wichita. The Hounds will be the only non-contender, one would think, to be involved in this next week, but you and I will be watching, so that makes it kind of cool. Hounds will host Tulsa. San Antonio plays Wichita. Frisco plays Arkansas. And of those 6 teams, 5 are right there in the pennant race. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, hit in the air left field, going well back off this drive from Calabuig, but that will run out of steam right at the illuminated scoreboard, deep left field, and Harris will haul it in, Beck getting back to first base. Well hit ball by Chase, didn't miss getting it off the wall by very much, but two men down in the inning on the deep fly ball to left field. And the batter will be Brett Harris. He is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored, and that run right now is the difference in this game. Right-handed hitter, read at 333 on the season. Left-hander Grant Wolfram comes set. Pitch right down the middle for a fastball strike, 0-1. Wolfram at 94 miles an hour. Arkansas is going to fall now to 2 games back. They are trailing Northwest Arkansas 9-0. Pitch up and away. Another fastball to 94. 1-1. Top of the 8th inning. Hounds with one man on. Austin Beck is the base runner. 2 men down. Average lead for Beck off first base. Pitch runs high. Count goes 2-1. Frisco in the 8th inning will have 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Oskew, Harris, and Ornelas. Trey Hare would be 4th, so that's a dangerous group. This team hits a lot of home runs. This is a one-run game. Swing and a miss, but Harris behind the breaking pitch over the top of it more accurately. 2-2. You know, Brett with a base hit in the 7th inning. Hits now in 5 straight games for the right-handed hitter. Hounds third baseman waits. Pitch on the way by Wolfram. Runs down and in. Count goes full. So now Austin Beck will run with the pitch. With 2 outs in the top of the 8th inning. A 6-5 ball game. Wolfram delivers. Runner goes. Pitch won't matter. Swing and a miss. So Brett Harris out on strikes, and the hat trick is a little unusual for him, but 3 strikeouts in this game. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and 1 man left on base. So it shall remain a 1-run ball game. Middle of the 8th inning in Frisco. Village Car Wash score. Hounds lead it by the score of 6-5.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
With the lone lefty out of the bullpen, Austin Briggs coming on as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. We'll see if Austin is going to be asked to go two innings for this thing, but of course it's one inning at a time in a one-run ball game. 6-5 Hounds to the bottom of the eighth. And Austin will face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Michael Danielak is now out of the ballgame. I'll check his numbers. I want to double-check on one thing on my card before we give it to you. It's Justin Foskey, who takes a called strike on the outside corner from the left-hander Austin Briggs. Rockhounds, 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Frisco, 5 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors in this game, and that's been big. A swing and a foul ball, and the count quickly 0-2 to Foskey. Foskey, 1-for-2. With an RBI single, he has also been hit by a pitch and walked and flown out to deep center field. He got a lot of it. Austin Beck tracked it down. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, pulled the chain on him a little bit. 85 miles an hour, but had Foskey way out in front. Austin Briggs, a 3-pitch whiff to start the eighth inning. And that will bring up Dustin Harris. Harris is 2-for-4, has a 2-run single in this ball game. Left-handed hitter will stand in. I think we had something got up one of the berms, so that'll be taken care of. Michael Danielak, 2 2/3 innings. 2 base hits, 1 run it was earned. Walked 1 and struck out 2. The check swing, boy, a gorgeous pitch by Briggs. Had Harris all tied up, about a 3/4 swing, almost in slow motion. 0-1 to count. Dustin, 255 coming in, has 43 runs driven in, including that 2-run single. Bouncing ball sharply hit, but foul wide of first base. William Simonite will glove it, but in foul ground. 0-2 is the count. Yeah, big bunch on hand here tonight. All sorts of Boy Scouts we have. I shouldn't even say Boy Scouts. It's just Scout Night in general. So, damn. Whole bunch of Scouts. Really cool to see. A little roller back up middle to the second base side of the bag. It's Davidson, and he dropped the ball. Oh, Logan will talk to himself for a week. A 1-run ball game and boots the ball. He got a really nice read on it. Really good jump. Crossed it in front of the bag at second base and got the ball in his hand, and it just flat popped right on. He just flipped his glove in the air talking to himself, shakes his head. There's Logan Davidson. So on an 0-2 pitch, Rockhounds will commit their first error of this game. That'll be an E6. They haven't put it up on the board yet, but it scored any other than that. And there may have to be an investigation. Here is Jonathan Ornelas, and he takes called strike in the knees outside corner 0-1. So bad break there for Austin Briggs. Well, they're taking an amazingly long time to score this play. That was Harris, I guess, is fast, but can't imagine that'll be a single. Maybe that's what they're going to say. Pitch called strike, and it's 0-2. Might have to have that investigation. Oh, my goodness, gave him a base hit. Well, they did. Okay. Well, I guess shortstop came to the second base side of the bag, had a long run and all of that, and Dustin Harris will be credited with a base hit. And a runner going and a swing and a miss. And out on strikes is Harris, or excuse me, is Ornelas. Running is Harris with a stolen base. First base, of course, initially was occupied on the pitch. Harris was running, steals second base, swing and a miss. Ornelas retired. All sorts of stuff going on in that. Second strikeout for Austin Briggs in the inning. But the tying run in scoring position. So Harris steals his 14th of the year out of 17 attempts, and now it is Trey Hare, left-handed hitter, lefty-lefty, pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. So Harris a single as it is scored and a steal. I would imagine the amount of space and the amount of distance that Davidson had to cover and the fact that Harris is fast will add up to the base hit. Logan, I think, will tell you he should have made the play. Swinging a high pop-up, shallow left field. Akina coming in, and Marty, boy, almost overran it, but he will glove it for the out. An intriguing inning. Marty Bikina was streaming in after that ball. He was full tilt boogie, almost ran too far, but he handles it, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit, no errors, as it turns out, and one man is left on base. By the way, the Rough Riders now, they say 12 on the board, and I think they are right, 12 men left on base in this ball game. So we are bound for the top half of the ninth inning. Well, a lot of baseball has been played tonight, and we are not yet through. We go to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 6, Riders 5.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rock Hounds know what it takes to be great, whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles. It takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
To the top of the ninth inning we go. Rockhounds 6 and Frisco 5. Logan Davidson will lead it off. J.J. Schwarz will follow. And Jeremy Ironman, who has 4 of the 6 runs driven in for the Rockhounds, will follow. So here we go. Top of the ninth inning. Grant Wolfram, left-hander, delivers and fires maybe a bit high for ball 1, a ball and no strikes. Each team went in order in the sixth inning. And aside from that, there has been a bundle of baseball played in this ball yard tonight. Pitch to the corner, called strike on the outside edge, 1-1. Again, just not used to seeing this in the enforced pitch clock era, or the EPE, as it is not known. Pitch to Logan, called strike, it's 0-2. This game started right about 7:06. And by old day standards, it's just your average everyday game with a lot of offense. It'll dribble a little past the three-hour mark, but we just don't see that much anymore. There's a swing and a miss and a pitch to the dirt. Ball got loose, retrieved by Watley, throws to first for the out. So one man down, Logan Davidson out on strikes. Boy, Logan's still just struggling offensively against the Frisco Rough Riders. Just a matchup that he has just not had much fun with. He's 0-5 in this game, reached on an error and scored. But he's 1-19 in the season series as Logan against the Riders. J.J. Schwarz is 0-2, 2 walks, sandwiched around a strikeout and a ground out to shortstop. Backdoor pitch got there for a called strike, 0-1 from Wolfram. Came on in the seventh inning. Gave up an infield single, and boy, a scary deep fly ball in the eighth, but no damage done. 6-5 Hounds in the ninth. Pitch stays way high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Hounds with 8 men left on base. 5 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for the Riders with a dozen left on in a 1-run game. Pitch swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-2. Boy, that will just drive you nuts. Have that many opportunities in a 1-run ball game. And, of course, with a pennant race been so close last year, so close most of this half for the Riders, who have the longest drought in terms of Texas League titles going back to 2004. One ball and two strikes to count. Pitch low and inside for a ball, 2-2. Of course, our franchise can, and certainly more than empathize. See, college word Saturday night. Don't try it. Stretch and a pitch on the way, and that's bounced foul. Our 50th anniversary season, in fact, and of course the Cubs reached the title series and shared a championship in 1975. It was 20 years until the Angels got the franchise their second trip to the title series. Really good series with Shreveport, although the Captains won the title in 95. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed in the dirt. Watley again will retrieve. Again will throw to first for the out. Back-to-back strikeouts, three in a row, including the eighth inning. So Wolfram now with three consecutive whiffs, two men down, and the batter will be Jeremy Ironman. And boy, he's been just huge in this game. He has driven in four. Calabuig has driven in two. Jeremy, a three-run home run and a sacrifice fly. Chase with a two-run double. 6-5 hounds, ninth inning. Nobody on, two out. Ironman one for three with a sack fly added on. Takes a strike to the knees inside corner 0-1. When the Rockhounds won the title in 2005, and of course that began a marvelous stretch of six championships between 2005 and 2017. Check swing, did he go? He did not. One ball and one strike. But that was the first outright title in 2005, and that was 34 seasons in. So the Riders, what, about 18 seasons since they won a title. Not easy to do. Boy, we know about that, don't we? Here's the stretch and pitch. He just got that off before the clock might have ticked. And it's 2-1 on a pitch to the dirt to Jeremy Ironman. Marty Bikina would be next if Jeremy can extend the inning. Mentioned early on, the Rockhounds are without, and it's just guys getting nights off, but without two of their most consistent, probably the two most consistent hitters, Max Schumann and Jordan Diaz, not in the lineup tonight. And a pitch called strike 2-2. For Max, I actually did look, and I forgot to write it down. 3.5 weeks, I think, since he had a game night off. Of course, that Monday off each week really helps. Here's the 2-2 stretch. Ball lifted high in the air. Shallow left field. In is Harris. Dustin there and waiting, and he's got it. And just the second time in this ball game, the Rockhounds have gone in order. So this will remain a one-run ball game, as we will go to the last half of the ninth inning. Hounds have not trailed in this game, but the Riders have come back each and every time. To the ninth we go. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 6 and the Riders 5.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grill to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Left-hander Austin Briggs back to the mound, and he will face in this ninth inning Kellen Strom, who has been excellent in this series, including 2-for-2 with a couple of walks tonight. Jax Biggers and Josh Stowers. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the order. And Austin got through the eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts, a scratch single. and a fly out to left. So it is 6-5 Hounds. Riders have again out hit the Rockhounds, 12-5 in this game. And here is Kellen Strom, right-handed hitter. He is singled and doubled, sandwiched around a pair of bases on balls. And he takes just up and away for ball one from Austin Briggs. Hounds trying to take the lead in this series. It's two games apiece. A swing and a miss. Good pitch away. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball. A little sink on it. 1-1. Hounds won the opener 6-3. Won game two with a 4-0 shutout. Riders a rally for a 6-4 win on Thursday. Pitch swung on and fouled back. Count is 1-1. Riders got a 1-0 shutout last night. With tremendous pitching all the way around. I meant to mention it earlier, early on as well, but boy, Jeff Criswell with a very impressive double-A debut. Took the loss, but gave up just one run over six innings. Scattered eight base hits. Kellen Strom waits, left-handed delivers, pitch, outside corner, called thrice, strike three. Strom lingers for just a moment at the plate. Perhaps in silent objection, but he is out on strikes. Third strikeout for Austin Briggs. And that'll bring up Jax Biggers, one out in the ninth inning. Jax, left-handed hitter, 1-for-4 in this game. Jack Leiter was the starter for the Rough Riders tonight. Top prospect in the Rangers organization. Gave up 5 runs, only 2 earned. There's a foul ball, right through the on-deck area. Josh Stowers, hello, how are you? Put a camera on Josh to see if he's reacting. He is not. Going one to Jax Biggers. Cheating in even with the bag at third is Brett Harris. First baseman Simonite guarding the line big time. Little chopper. This is going to be, I think, going to be base hit. Not going to get him. No way, no how. Biggers with a little Baltimore chop. That means just a high bouncer. In front of that hard dirt out in front of home plate. By the time anybody gets to it. On that big, long hop, not going to get him. So Biggers with a base hit. Well, that was perfectly placed, too, especially with Simonite guarding the line and, of course, no doubles defense. So just a big, high bouncer. And second hit allowed by Austin, both of them infield singles. Here is Josh Stowers with a tying run on base. Stowers, right-handed hitter, facing the left-hander, Austin Briggs. Austin's pitch, fastball low, 1 ball, no strikes. Biggers, boy, he's been so good since coming out of the Arizona complex, a delayed arrival, but 2-for-5 tonight, a 350 since joining the Riders. Takes down low ball, 2 to Josh Stowers, 2-0. They shade him, do the Rockhounds a little bit the opposite way in the outfield. Jeremy Ironman shading up the middle a bit, right side almost wide open on the infield. Swinging a ground ball, left side, that's going to pass to diving Logan Davidson. It's 2-on with one out in the ninth inning, and here come the Riders. 2-on, 1-out, tying run is now in scoring position. And the batter will be Matt Watley with J.P. Martinez waiting on deck. So the Rough Riders trying to delight a big crowd here tonight. And a visit to the mound now, a players' conference on the hill. Biggers at second, Stowers is at first. Now, Biggers doesn't steal a lot of bases, but he has a couple of thieveries. He can run, and Stowers runs really well. Stowers has 14 stolen bases on the season. Correct me. Stowers, rather, with 12. I'm sorry, wrong stat line. But he's 12 out of 14, so he can flat get it done. So now, here is Watley. He is 2-for-4. 2 singles, a pop out to short, and a swinging strike, a called third strike. That was back in the seventh. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Well, this ball game belongs to Austin Briggs. There's nobody warming behind him. There are 2 men on. There is 1 man out. We are in the last of the eighth. Rockhound, last of the ninth, forgive me. Rockhound 6, Frisco 5. Briggs comes set, looks at second. Now kicks, comes to the plate. Fastball down the middle for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. J.P. Martinez, who has been oh so dangerous in general and a little bit more so against the Rockhounds, waiting on deck. That is the top of the order. Two on, one out, last of the ninth in a one-run ball game with one man down. Kevin Strom called out on strikes to start the inning. 0-2 to Watley, right-handed hitter with an open stance. Briggs, big deep breath. Austin looks at second base. Now turns, comes to the plate. Pitch takes flight. Swing and a miss. Got him. Two man down, last of the ninth inning. A three-pitch whiff for Austin Briggs. And now it's J.P. Martinez. Now the base runner who has good speed, Biggers and Stowers as well, one advantage here, they can run on contact. This is a lefty-lefty matchup. Martinez is 1-for-4 plus a walk. That came with the bases loaded. Stretch and pitch by Austin. That'll bend over the inside corner. It's a called strike. It's 0-1. One-run game in the last of the ninth inning. Martinez, a 289 hitter on the season. Again, Briggs set. Long look at second. Lefty against lefty pitch. Swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch down and away, and it's 0-2. Man, this ball game been going on a while. Austin Briggs trying to end it. It's 0-2. J.P. Martinez waits. Briggs comes set, hands to the belt, looks at second, kicks, delivers, ball swung on, lifted high in the air, shallow right side, second baseman appropriately, Ironman's got it, ball game. Two men on in the last of the ninth inning, and Austin Briggs gets a pair of three-pitch strikeouts, or a pair of three-pitch outs. He struck out Watley on three, went 0-2 to Martinez, so he got ahead of him importantly, and Martinez pops out to Jeremy Ironman. Very appropriate, as Ironman drove in four of the Rockhounds, six runs. So in the ninth inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, two men left on base. Boy, the Riders will talk to themselves in this game. They left a whole big bunch of runners on base in a one-run game. Rockhounds win it by the final score of 6-5. Bunch of baseball played tonight. Gentlemen, one and all, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds in this game, six runs, five base hits, and no errors, 6-5-0. For the Rough Riders, five runs, 14 hits, and three errors. I don't think they've updated the left on base. I believe it's 14 left on base for the Riders. Well, that'll drive you absolutely crazy, of course, if you're in that Frisco clubhouse. It's a lot of men left on base, especially in a one-run game. Nick Heiberger is the winner. Jack Leiter will take the loss. The Rockhounds never trailed in this game. And Michael Danielak picks up the save. That's incorrect, by the way. They have Danielak. It's Briggs. And I will check on the box score and make sure that is correct. It is Austin Briggs. They have Danielak up there, but that is incorrect. It is Austin Briggs who will close the door with two innings to pick up the save in this ball game. So the Hounds now take a 3-2 lead in the series. San Antonio is the beneficiary as well. Their lead in the South is now three games over Frisco with just seven to go. So from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, Final Village Car Wash score of our ball game, the Rockhounds 6 and the Frisco Rough Riders 5.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandJobs.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Rockhound 6 and Frisco 5. So the Hounds have taken 3 out of 5 here on the road against the Riders. One game remaining. Do remind you that'll be 6:05 tomorrow evening. Tim Brennan, who started the first game of this set, will get the start for the Rough Riders. And David Leal will go for the Rockhounds. Hounds got on top in the first inning of this game, and it really is the decisive swing. Jeremy Ironman, man, is back in the lineup for the first time in a while, and he has really had a good series. Had a home run just a couple of nights ago, and a three-run home run in the bottom of the top, rather, of the first inning. You know, the mind is really convinced it truly is Saturday and that we shouldn't be working on weekends. That is wrong, of course. This is baseball. Yes, we must. So, pardon the brain, the lips. Misconnection here this evening. But in the first inning, Jack Leiter struck out the first two batters of the ballgame. One thing involved in that, Chase Calabwig, yes, he struck out, but it took 10 pitches to get it done. And that was just kind of an indicator. This game took 3 hours 15 minutes officially is what they have on the board. And that looks just about right. Close to it anyway. I thought it was a little less than that, but that's what they've got listed here anyway. But it was 3 hours plus. A 10-pitch strikeout started it. A two-out error, Logan Davidson will reach base. J.J. Schwarz draws a walk on a close pitch, and Jeremy Ironman takes a 1-0 pitch from Jack Leiter out of here, and it was a 3-0 ball game in the first inning. Riders will get back within 3-2 on a two-run single by Dustin Harris in the third. Rockhounds make it 5-2 on a Chase Calabwig two-run double to left center in the fourth inning. That also off Leiter, who gave up 5 runs, only 2 of them earned. Riders again will come back, single runs in the fourth and the fifth. Justin Foscue with a single in the fourth inning. And drove home a run, and a bases-loaded walk by Martinez in the fifth, and that made it 5-4. Hounds will take a 6-4 lead with a run in the seventh inning, a double by Brett Harris, and a sacrifice fly by Jeremy Ironman. Brilliant catch in center by Martinez on that play. Jeremy's fourth RBI of the game made it 6-4. Riders scored in the bottom of the seventh, leadoff double by Kellen Strom. And he will eventually score on a wild pitch. But Austin Briggs comes on and retires the Riders in the eighth and ninth. He gave up an infield single in the eighth. And, boy, it got dicey in the ninth inning with a pair of one-out singles. But he gets a three-pitch whiff of Matt Watley and a pop-out off the bat of J.P. Martinez to put it away. Save for Briggs. And I'll make sure the correct box score is printed on that one. They've got Daniel Ack with a save. But obviously it was Briggs going in the eighth and ninth. It got interesting. And the Rockhounds close it out. We'll give you a quick look at Sunday afternoon or evening baseball. They should play in the afternoon, shouldn't they? But they don't. We'll give you a look at the series finale, head for home in a moment when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim... Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour. schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
David Leal gets the start for the Rockhounds tomorrow evening. 6:05 will be the first pitch of the ball game. Goes against Tim Brennan, who was really good in the opener. Rockhounds eventually got to the Riders and won that ball game, but again, he was very strong, was Tim Brennan. Didn't go deep into the game, but was very strong in his performance. So that'll be tomorrow. Hounds will bid to win the series outright, which, of course, is always, boy, that's just great stuff to be able to do on the road before heading for home and taking on Tulsa. And that series to begin on Tuesday evening. We look forward to bringing you the ball game tomorrow before we pack the bags and head back to the Permian Basin. Rockhounds behind four ribbies from Jeremy Ironman and a couple from Chase Calabuig. Solid conclusion to this game from left-hander Austin Briggs. And the Hounds win it by the final score of 6-5 in front of 7,834 here in Frisco. Hounds lead the series 3-2. We'll see you for the finale tomorrow. Now for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in the Metroplex, Hounds 6, Riders 5. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. And I'm Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, my friends, from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.